This is PFW in progress.
I got a judge that's just aching to throw me in jail. I got no money, a dress code problem, not to mention your biological clock. Is there any more shit we could pile on to the top of the outcome of this case? Is it possible?
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
All right, knock it off. You know, you ragging on me is not going to give me any great spontaneous knowledge.
Paul Perillo.
You just keep on asking about Chinese food. Can't you tell they don't have Chinese restaurants around here? Gotta let everybody know you're a tourist.
And Andy. And Andy?
Everything that guy just says is bullshit. Thank you.
Andy Hart.
Let me see. This is a tough decision you give me here. Get my ass kicked to collect $200. What do you think? I could use a good ass kick, and I'll be very honest with you.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
You stick out like a sore thumb around here.
Me? What about you?
I fit in better than you. At least I'm wearing cowboy boots.
Oh, yeah, you blend.
FNG, Mike Parenti.
Imagine you're a deer. You're prancing along. You get thirsty. You spot a little brook. You put your little deer lips down to the cool, clear water.
PFW in progress. Part of the Patriots Football Network.
Bam! Bullet rips off part of your head. Your brains are laying on the ground in little bloody pieces. Now I ask you, would you give a what kind of pants the son of a who shot you was wearing?
All right, welcome to PFW in progress, and the confrontation has already started. People are yelling at Two Gender about
because he's a retard.
No batteries in the Bose headphones. What do you get to do all day besides recharge these headphones? Is that so hard? Is that so much to ask for? Huh? He's stuffing his face with
his mouth
pizza.
Is full of sausage right now. He can't talk, Fred. Just like a Saturday night.
I have another issue with you, Two Gender. This guy keeps emailing us saying he wants to.
I emailed him. It's because now we only get lunch once a week.
Well, you gotta reply to these people. Keep them on the hook. If you don't reply to them, then they don't think we care. Unbelievable. Andy's shaking his head at him.
Great job that BU education did for you.
They could still
huh?
buy it for us on Wednesdays. We just have a big smorgasbord of food, you know.
No or you could just tell them in 2 weeks, we'd love to Thursday. No, you didn't respond to these people, clearly. That's why they have to email seven times. Like Christy in D.C., who you never responded to at all, wanted to hand-deliver a lunch to us right here in studio.
Breaking news, guys, just in case you're interested.
I was pretty impressed I got all that.
Strippers has lost his job.
Oh,
from
what?
He was informed.
Which one?
2 hours after yesterday's show, he says, I was informed by the Playboy/Club Jenna that my services were no longer needed. They are cutting a quarter of their workforce. They are in dire straits financially, so I won't be buying lunches until I pick up a similar paying job. And that was 50% of his income.
Ooh. Wait, he really worked for Playboy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he originally worked for Jenna and then
Playboy
stayed with
it
when it was blended into play. That is sad news, strippers. We are sorry to hear that.
That's
what they say about the economy. You know, it finally touches you. It's touching us now.
Hey, listen, if it's hitting the porn industry, then things are really bad.
Right.
How are they struggling financially?
Well, guys have run up their credit card. They can't afford to pay it anymore. So
credit cards are lowering the limits.
Anyway. Right.
Is that really what happened to you, Fred?
What's that?
All
right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. It's webradio@patriots.com. Phone number is 508-543-7482.
Fred, we have to thank for lunch today the provider.
PR department?
No, specifically Tara Bertrand. Does a phenomenal job, not only with the transcripts, but with getting the pizza to us. Not only to us, but
with a smile on her face.
Unlike some previous people in that position.
She's hot, too.
Used to fight with us when we would go get a pizza.
Well, the cloud is definitely lifted off the PR department.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's also Tara's birthday today.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
3, 4, 5.
All right,
happy birthday to Tara Bertrand
from the Patriots Media Relations Department.
Gets the transcripts out quickly, does
She's
a fine
hot,
job.
Too.
Gary has a thing for her, apparently.
Evidently, Gary's kind of got a thing. Although, he's probably right in his age category.
Yeah.
What is she, like 11?
I don't know, old
better
man.
Him than me.
All right. So,
By the way, you missed it yesterday, Gary, but somebody was doing a play-by-play of all the members of the show, and you were the old guy. So you might want to check those emails. Fans are starting to turn on you. That plus 40 baseball league, push them over the top.
So the Patriots are out on the practice field, back in practice, getting ready for San Francisco. Was there a Bill Belichick press conference today?
Yes, there was.
And how was it?
Anyone? You know why they're going out early? Fred, why do you think they decided to go out early on Friday?
They're going to go out on Friday. Do you know why?
Why are they going? So that they can...
You're putting too much thought into it.
No, I don't know.
They're playing San Francisco. It's a West Coast game.
Games in San Francisco.
Okay.
That was a response
was the
to Chris Gasper of the Boston Globe when he asked what the reasoning behind leaving on Friday was.
I don't think Chris liked that answer.
No, no. Chris responded with, I'm aware of that. It was kind of funny.
Cute little exchange.
And then I was a little disappointed because about four or five questions later, someone asked about the thought process of staying the entire week out there. And I thought the obvious answer would be because the next game is in San Diego.
Right.
But he didn't say that. He just said right now all we're focusing on is San Francisco.
Now, it's interesting, though, just in case any listeners don't know, the Patriots are leaving on Friday, which is a day earlier than they usually go to a road game, although
the West Coast games have been going on Friday.
But staying out there for a week is obviously something new because they have a game out the West Coast the following weekend, and rather than coming back and forth, making two West Coast trips within a week, they're going to stay out there the whole week. That is something new. Now, the Cardinals did that last week, and they were criticized for it by some. Why?
I think because they lost. Probably because they lost.
Yeah.
Well, they were criticized before they lost.
They were criticized roundly by Jimmy Johnson before they
and
lost.
And I'm wondering why.
Is there a reasoning why he didn't think that was a good idea?
Seems logical.
Taking them out of their routine.
I was going to say, he might be Belichick to the extreme where he is big into routine and every week is the same and all that.
Yeah, his John Rook was talking about this yesterday, that Jimmy Johnson was saying, you know, in today's day and age, you have charter flights, you can get back home quickly, and you have all this digital equipment that you can use to watch film and stuff. He's like, it's no big deal. You should just go home.
So he would then disagree with what the Patriots are doing as well.
He probably would, yeah.
Probably not quite so loudly.
Right. But it's interesting. I don't see, you know, this, for the same reason, though, that Jimmy Johnson is saying it's better to come home, I think it's just as good to stay there. You have everything you need.
I think it's better
Everything's
to stay
digital.
There.
You know, it's not like, you know, all your operations have to stay at, you know.
You have that much more time to focus on your next opponent.
And I would say that, and I've heard players say this, too, that sometimes when you're on the road, aside from the game itself, when you're in a hostile environment, all the other stuff, it's easier. There's more focus. All you have to do is focus on you know, the game, you know, getting ready for the game. There's no family around. There's no, you know, all that stuff pulling on you. So a lot of players feel that on the road, it's actually a better environment to get ready for the game.
And I don't think there's any way you could argue that you have an excuse for losing because you stayed out there. I think you could argue legitimately if you flew back and forth both times that there was extra tired and whatever. Yeah. But by staying out there, I think you eliminate any excuse for losing.
There's no correlation between the two. The Cardinals didn't get wasted by the Jets because they stayed out there for the week.
Right.
It really has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, there's no – I mean, there's nothing that you're not going to have that week for preparation.
Yeah. We couldn't play defense because we were out there for the week. No, it doesn't have anything to do with it.
Fred, I really agree with your point, too, about the opposite being true, what Jimmy Johnson said. I think you're right. I think with all the stuff now, all the equipment that we have, and how easy it is to – digitally get all the plays and the scouting that you need to do. How many times do we see Belichick as we're getting off a plane? He's still there kind of, you know, getting his stuff together and whatnot. That's game planning right there. And he's not game planning for the current game that we're playing. He's doing it for the future.
Yeah, you can put all your stuff on your laptop.
Right.
Get all the plays and watch
them. It's a minor inconvenience not to be in your home office doing all that. I have to think that they can get almost all the access that they need, they can get whether they're at home or not.
Yep. I think Andy's right, though. I think Jimmy Johnson might be one of those guys who's just so
routine-driven
and superstitious about doing things a certain way that he probably just feels like you're better off doing the same thing all the time.
It sounds like he really didn't think it through. I think that might have been
a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. And
I also think Andy's right. I don't think you'll hear him publicly criticizing this week because Bill's his boy.
Well,
it also wasn't well known, I guess. I heard Adam Schefter this morning surprised when the local guys were talking about it and said, "Oh, I'm really?
Oh, that they're going? Yes, that they're going out west." Well, yesterday was kind of the first day Monday was the first day I can remember Bill addressing it in any way. You know, we have obviously known about it for a while, but I don't think that was made public to anybody for a while.
Oh, I think the media knew about it that they were thinking of doing it for a long time.
But we knew, you're missing my point. The local media that are traveling and that are going to stay out there have known, but I don't think this was common knowledge.
Okay.
Outside of that, until
this week.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I think that, I haven't read it in the paper at all. Now, I know the Globe people, obviously, for traveling purposes, they've known about it. The Herald people, though, I think Rich Garvin from the Worcester Telegram is going, Providence Journal, the main papers that are here every day, they've known about it. But I don't think beyond that scope, there are too many people that knew that the Patriots were going to do this until Monday. Matter of fact, EEI, even, they were talking about they have no idea where they're staying. They're trying to find out where they're staying. They were asking Adam Schefter this morning, the thing that Andy just referenced. And
doesn't
how long have we all known about that?
Those guys, you know, whether it's this or the Super Bowl or going to China, they always make such a big deal about where they're going to stay, and it's always last minute and complaining that they're in a Motel 6 and all this stuff. And
No, they were talking about the Patriots, not themselves. They're not going out there.
Never mind.
Fred, you and I talked about it a little bit, but one of the big stories, obviously, is the Al Davis press conference, overhead projector with a letter.
Okay.
But then in his post-press conference rant,
right,
he also took some shots at the Patriots
He went down the history since the Tuck rule of how the right. franchise has been screwed since 2001.
Right. The reason John Gruden right. didn't work out was the Tuck rule.
Right.
And then most recently, Randy Moss, they accused him of tampering.
Right.
That
yeah,
guy,
you know,
what's his name?
Belichick. Mike Florio said that it's evidence that he still has his fastball. I think it's evidence that he's completely lost it. I mean, now we've made fun of Humphrey Bogart in that Kane Mutiny movie where he's so paranoid he's blaming everybody for it. This is what he's become. Mm-hmm. He's become
Humphrey Bogart?
Captain, what's his name on that movie? We went through this before and we've got the
Captain
name.
I know, and I always say Captain Queeg and I'm wrong.
It's not.
It's somebody else.
It's something else. But anyway.
Captain Boring.
Is it Captain Bly? No, I don't think so. Anyway, the character that Humphrey Bogart plays on the Kane Mutiny, he thinks everyone's against him and they stole his strawberries and all this stuff. This is what Al Davis has become. The world is against him.
Hasn't he been like that for years, though?
Well, yeah, but it's absolutely gotten worse. I mean, this is not an indication that he's still on top of it.
Validation. What the hell is wrong with you
it's
today?
A, it's a validation of what we, can't speak. What we suspected is that this guy has completely lost it, and every little thing is some conspiracy to keep the Raiders down.
I don't know. The PowerPoint presentation was pretty sharp on his part. I got to give him credit for that. I can't say he's completely
My
lost
My favorite the part was he read like the first two paragraphs, then he goes, can everybody see? Can everybody see the projector behind me?
Yeah.
But I definitely go to NFL.com, all our listeners, if you haven't seen it. It's like 20 minutes worth watching. And then read some of the quotes of the stuff later. I think those are on Florio, the San Jose Mercury News,
right.
had a whole rundown.
Right.
There's a PDF file of the letter available, too.
I likened it to the Brian McNamee, Roger Clemens back and forth, and that press conference with Clemens and the audio tapes. And I guess Kiffin is going to have a press conference today.
Right.
You know, a lot of slime on both of these guys, first of all.
They're both liars.
And, you know, and Davis has got the one Snakes. Eye closed. He should have the eye patch. He should put an eye patch on. Then he could be a real pirate.
He could look exactly
really
like
be the face
logo.
Of the franchise.
Really, yeah, yeah, literally.
But Kiffin and Florio wrote this, and I agree with it. Kiffin has to be careful because this is now a lawsuit. I mean, Kiffin isn't going to not have himself get
I
paid.
I guess he'll take the high road today.
Well, but he has to be careful what he says.
He only has to be careful if he wants to be paid.
Well, I assume he wants to get
no,
paid.
No, I know, but other than that, if he just wants to totally cut ties with it, he could say whatever he wants and say, keep your money, I'll have another job.
Well, I'm assuming the reason he never quit was because he wanted to get paid.
Right.
I agree with you, Fred. That's why I think he'll take the high road today.
Right, I think he will take
He already did yesterday during that ESPN interview for about 7 minutes. Didn't really see anything inflammatory. So
yeah,
I mean, gonna come out
what I would say is, you know, in response to anything that's been said about me, you know, I have no response to it at this point, and we're going to have to do this in court because obviously I think this was a wrongful termination, and we'll let the lawyers figure it out.
How much of a precedent is there for this?
NFL
circles, I'm talking. For a coach, you know, an owner making it clear that
it happened with Shanahan.
Yeah, Shanahan sued.
When he was with the Raiders?
He sued him, too.
And he got his money.
He got his money.
But it took him, like, how many years before he got
it? So you're saying no one other than the Raiders doesn't.
And how much money is he going to lose
only happens
in getting the money?
Right.
Is he going to lose half the money that's owed to him trying to get it?
When you sue somebody like that because of an action they took, so now you're forced to sue them, can you include in the settlement not only what you owe me but my court –
legal fees are often
so
included.
He can recover
in lawsuits.
That.
Oh,
yeah.
He could.
Yeah.
But not if he loses.
Right.
But a lot of those lawyers work on if we win, I take my percentage. If
right.
we don't, it's.
We don't, you don't get paid.
So, I mean, it's just a mess over there in LA.
Now, what exactly did Oakland. He say with regard to the Patriots?
Claims they worked Randy Moss out when they shouldn't have. that everyone passed on him. That guy up in Green Bay, which apparently is Ted Thompson, passed on him. Even the Broncos passed on him, and they'll take anyone.
That was a good line.
And then he said, and I remember Robert Kraft saying, I needed to look him in the eye before or whatever. Mm-hmm. They worked him out, and they took him, and now he's their team with the quarterback. I forgot how he worded it, but.
What's his name?
He said Belichick the first time, and then said, what's his name? And actually, in that answer, referred to Mike Lombardi convincing Belichick, because he's his buddy, that he was okay to come get him. Then somebody said something about Mike, and he goes, who? You got to read it all, Eric. It's very funny. The back and forth. Fred's right. The Tuck rule ruined everything, and ever since then. And he's got an excuse for everything, for why they've sucked for the last 7 years.
Super Bowl the year after the Tuck rule.
Right.
Which is the hilarious.
He doesn't bring up the non-pass interference call in Foxborough against the that game was in Oakland, wasn't it?
In 1978?
Yeah. He doesn't bring that up, does he?
Well, no. That helped him.
Roughing the passer, you mean?
That's my point, Fred.
Sugar Bear Hamilton.
No, that's my point. He's bringing up all these other things, doesn't bring up those kind of things.
Right. I mean, he'll go as far back as he can to find. But
maybe he doesn't remember that. It's so far back.
It's a mess. It really is a mess. So Gary's just handed me something. Mutiny on the Bounty. What did I call it? The Kane Mutiny? And I'm reading this. This is the wrong movie.
I was going to say, I think you have the right movie.
That's the wrong movie, Gary. Kane Mutiny. This one has Charles Lawton and Clark Gable.
Fred wasn't all that confident, though.
I'm on Fred's
side. This is from 1935. Kane Mutiny. C-A-I-N-E. Mutiny is the name of the movie.
Okay.
Wow.
Why do you have a mouthful of drool? What are you, Al Davis?
Slurping. Sounds like Lou Holtz. Easy.
It's good not to be in Oakland if you're a fan.
Well, it's always good not to be in Oakland.
It's been true for a few years.
We'll be there in a couple of months, but.
Yeah. Well, anything else?
In regards to?
Well,
Al Davis.
Randy Moss talked for a few minutes.
Okay.
He didn't really say much.
Did any of you guys get in there?
Yeah.
Hear that?
Andy and I were in there.
And what did he say?
He was considered a blessing to be named captain.
There was some captain
about
stuff.
That, a little captain stuff.
Yeah, thanks.
Did not comment on Al Davis.
Yeah, had no smiled and said no, and he had no response.
Sort of gave that look like, eh, forget this guy.
I actually wonder if he even knew what people were talking about.
No, I think he does. Everybody knows what he's talking about at this point. That's been pretty well documented. What else did he talk about? Apparently not
for that long.
Not enough inflammatory stuff for some people in the media circle.
Bert Breer of the
Sporting
News.
Albert Breer just pissed off that nobody asked him why he's not getting the ball.
Well, he could have asked him that then.
Could ask yourself.
Could have asked yourself.
Pelotas grandes.
Why are we trying to start trouble with Randy Moss?
We aren't.
It's not my job.
We the media. Why is the media trying to start trouble with Randy Moss?
Well, I don't think that's a legitimate question. Ask him what he thinks about not getting the ball as much. You look at his numbers, they're down at this point than they were a year ago.
Big time.
Legitimate question.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may look at it as stirring the pot. That's not my job, Andy. The house organ is playing his own tune.
Very well done. That was well done right there.
You contradicting yourself there?
No. How am I contradicting myself?
House organ is playing its own tune?
Good point. I'm playing the company tune.
By the way, Eric's here.
I thought you meant the house's tune, playing its own tune.
That's right.
Okay, so I thought it was very well done.
So, Eric, why did you decide to join us today?
Because it's Wednesday, and that's part of the schedule, Fred. See, he's part of
I told you he didn't come down
like Al Davis.
I don't usually go down on Tuesdays.
I'm sticking to the Jimmy Johnson approach.
It's Tuesday,
to things, Fred.
His own schedule.
It's routine.
I told you, based on that, I should have skipped the press conference and open locker room on Monday.
Right.
Should have stayed home.
Yeah, should have.
Sorry, Fred.
He's got a point.
You know, I won't let it happen again.
But you had an exclusive interview with Gerard Mayo yesterday.
It was actually your idea.
It was your idea, Fred, to do it,
and we got it done.
I'll keep thinking.
It was good.
Mayo.
It was good. We had a few restrictions on what we could and couldn't talk about, but
Mayo.
Overall it was a really good experience.
What I thought
we could talk about film, we couldn't talk about football.
About a month ago, or maybe a little longer. Belichick mentioned the rookies actually sitting down and cutting up their own video, mm-hmm. and I thought of you, mm-hmm. because you're also, among many other things, a video editor.
Among other things.
You know, you edit your own.
Hey.
You edit your own video, so I thought, mm-hmm. well, this would be a good interview to have them talk shop, basically.
Uh-huh.
And so you were able to do that, and that'll be in the next issue of PFW.
That's right.
We hope.
Thankfully for you, it had nothing to do with football, because that would have been out of your element.
All right, Andy.
So that's good, and we'll keep thinking of those things.
No, it was good, and he was really good to interview. He was a little.
We'll keep coming up with great stories.
He was a little hesitant at first because he doesn't normally, you know, he's a rookie. He doesn't really, you know, he wants to tread lightly with the media. But after a couple of minutes, he loosened up and he was really
lubricant.
Really excellent
to interview.
Talk to.
You
didn't use lubricants.
Didn't need to go that far for it.
Lubricants.
No. Use suppositories.
Why
like
did
the
you say that?
My desk drawer.
It was for a story I had to write when I had my other job. It was about fires and insurance companies and
lubricants.
Right.
So that
I'm looking forward, and you got a photo.
It would come back to haunt me like it is now.
You took a picture.
I took several.
It's a fun fact.
Yeah. You have to go over those
two
before
fact.
You know, just for before we to clear it with certain certain people in the organization before we post them.
That's good though.
So we don't accidentally post something like the Globe.
You used your own camera for that,
or Bob Kraft's writing.
You refused to use the company camera. Well, not good enough for you.
No, that's not the case, Fred. You're trying to start this again, like you did yesterday in the office. I'm used to my camera. I know my camera better than I know the company's camera.
And
so
you know that camera is
mine.
Better than the regular camera.
It's not better. It's the same brand.
Oh, so
I know mine better. It's a different. If it's a different, different style of camera
model.
Different model, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm more familiar with mine.
Everyone headphones. I got headphones.
It's a bad show when Andy is the one filling in for other people
now,
who can't think of words.
Okay. This leads me to something that just popped in my head. You mentioned
fact.
I have to look at the photo
correct.
And see if there's any problem with it. What is this thing with the Globe having to apologize about
a
photo?
It just popped into your head. I just referenced
of O'Connell.
We don't really want to go there.
Really?
We
can't really say it on the air, Fred. You got to kind of think back to Billy Ripken and his baseball card several years ago, several hundred years ago.
He won't know that.
You know, I remember he had the...
Written on the bottom of the barrel of the bat.
I remember that, sure.
This is a very similar circumstance.
It was on his wrist with, you know, the plays.
So the Globe ran a photo that had some kind of inside joke.
Clearly somebody played an inside joke on him. My guess is it was, you know, one of the other
quarterbacks,
but because it was on their little
right.
So O'Connell's throwing a pass in a photo of him. And
but he might as well be modeling
right.
the message.
He's got his other arm, the off arm is lifted up where he would have the play sheet.
It's cocked back, pun intended.
There's something written there that is of poor taste.
Right.
It's hilarious.
It's
friggin'
very,
hilarious.
Very funny.
It's very funny.
But shouldn't appear in a major public
and how, to be honest
I don't know
with
how
you, how anybody
through.
Ever even saw it.
Yeah, it's not huge. It's not like
where is the writing?
From what I understand, it wasn't
right. And based on what is written, yes, that's correct. It's not.
What did it say?
You want to eat my salad?
We can't say what it said.
I have a tiny.
It involves shrinkage. He was in the pool.
It was cold. I was in the pool.
Cold out there, Kevin.
So someone played a trick on O'Connell,
and the Globe got caught up in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they didn't see it. Honestly, it wasn't like it was microscopic.
Now why is
the writing
that not a?
It wasn't. You could see it from the photo.
Can they get in trouble for that?
Somebody
externally?
Should.
No.
Yeah.
The Globe?
The Globe?
What do you mean, like, as a lawsuit?
Well, I mean, like,
I think
Janet Jackson's breast caused, like, this major uproar in Congress. And the Boston Globe ran a photo publicly.
Yeah, but the reason why, that was a controlled show.
Exactly.
Okay? This is news. They're covering news.
Yeah, so the Globe can write whatever it wants.
But wait a minute. That's not controlled. They're putting whatever photos they want in the paper.
Photo
no.
Editor, right?
No. See.
So why is there a black thing over
the
Playboy? The
difference
in
that was a CBS show shot by CBS. This is a Patriots practice shot by a Globe
different.
Photographer. The Globe photographer has no control over what the Patriots allow them to see.
Well, that's an editorial decision, though, Fred.
If Raven Trone comes running out nude... And they want to take pictures of it. It's the Globe's
right, but it's the
choice.
But it's now the Globe's responsibility of what is and is not okay to put in their paper.
And what they have to censor.
Now I don't think
I see what you're saying. Should they censor it just for
publication?
Yes,
right. I see what you're
saying.
That's
what I was asking.
That's what his point was. Now I don't think that they should get in trouble. Because
I don't really either. And the FCC didn't. I mean that ended up getting like thrown out recently.
It did. It did. CBS got their money back.
In the Globe case, I think it's an awfully big stretch to say the Globe willfully and knowingly. Publish that photo.
Right.
Well, then shouldn't
right.
the last editor on the desk get in some sort of trouble for that? At least
I don't know.
Well, maybe internally you get a slap
fired.
On the wrist.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm saying.
But did you see it?
I saw it the minute I saw the picture.
Really?
Yeah.
You're the only person I've talked to that has seen it. I've showed it to about 50 people.
Really?
Not one person has seen it.
It's one of those
it's
things
not
where
it's Waldo. It's right
whoever
there.
Whoever is responsible for
it's
viewing
tiny.
These gets
it's
a slap on the wrist.
It's ridiculously small.
Yeah. But this reminds me of the Herald headline with Mike Pecca or
don't throw that on the Herald. That was another Globe headline.
What was
that was
line?
A Herald headline.
You want to bet it's still hanging up in the Herald. By any way you measure it, Saber's Pekka is big.
Right, right.
Every time
don't
the
tell
Yankees
me that wasn't intentional.
When Chim and Wong pitches,
oh, really?
Was a great
headline. Oh, no. Well, then if that was intentional,
that's
then that
one they should have gotten
fired.
In trouble for.
Right.
There was
that's
a great
one.
Headline a few years back when the Yankees had Aaron Small and Chim and Wong, and it said, Yankees ready
Small
to unleash
Wong.
Small Wong on
don't tell me that's not intentional either.
Of course it is. I did it once in the paper, too. And our little tease box up top, I put something like Wang comes up big for Yankees. And no one said anything to me. I thought it was funny.
That's Woonsocket, though.
That's Woonsocket. You know, no one reads the paper
no
anyway.
It, so
there's no,
no
question in my mind that that Globe headline was intentional.
You really think so?
By any, that's not like a, you know, geez, it rolls right off the tongue. By any way you measure it, Saber's Pekka is
yeah.
big.
Yeah, that doesn't just come up.
It's not like,
I
you know,
I can't believe somebody would do that.
It's not like, you know, Moss Appeal.
In,
right.
In a, boss, yeah. In a big thing like that.
It.
Okay, it is Queeg. Kane Mutiny, 1954. It's called the Kane Mutiny. Humphrey Bogart played the role of Lieutenant Commander Philip Francis Queeg.
So I was right.
I think initially you
Captain
said Queequeg, maybe?
I don't even know what that is.
Isn't that from Moby Dick?
Yeah, I've not read Moby Dick, so.
Any way you measure it.
It's small.
So Lieutenant Commander Philip
Andy's
Francis Queeg.
Is small.
Hey.
Well, you said it.
Fred McMurray was in that movie as well.
My Three Sons, right?
Gary, can you play that?
That could be the Qdoba question of the week.
Jose Farrar, Van Johnson.
Can you play my clip from her? Who the bleep
Marshall.
Is that?
Yeah, exactly. It was a great movie.
He's talking about Skype like it's the last. Excuse me.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Webradio@patriots.com. So Belichick had his press conference. No big news out of that. Randy Moss talked in the locker room. Guys trying to start trouble with him. They couldn't.
No,
they didn't even
nobody
try.
Did it, they were actually upset. No one else tried.
Fred, I'm a little worried about you because this is a half hour of you not really understanding anything that's going on.
So
half
they
were, hour.
So wait a minute. The media is upset.
5 years.
Today. Albert Breer was ticked off that nobody asked the question. Just
one guy.
Yes,
he
one
was
guy.
Upset
okay.
that no one asked that question. The media
so why
wasn't starting.
He?
Exactly.
Exactly.
If you want to ask that
no
question, ask it.
Right. Right.
But the media wasn't trying to start any trouble.
Say no
okay.
ball.
Well, one of the few times they actually
But Albert Breer
were
was upset because no one was
exactly.
trying to cause trouble.
And he dropped some F-bombs, and I don't appreciate that kind of language.
Well,
I don't appreciate
you're now,
the one-on-ones that he ruined for
he's
me.
He's now your life coach,
levels.
Though, right?
No, he's yeah. not. No,
he's
no, no,
talking
no, no,
about
no.
Skype.
I coached him. He's now in a big-time position at the Sporting News. Wherever
right.
The hell
he said he told me
those
personally
who can do, those who can
that he
coach.
Wants to return the favor to you and be your life coach.
I don't need his help.
You know what you need?
What do I need?
His father's money and connections.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Evidently, that's how
yeah.
it
yeah.
He's
you
another one of those.
Sudbury and be a rich boy.
I don't know.
Butler.
I don't know.
He's
I'm
another
just,
Felger.
Wow.
Wow.
That
scab was picked.
That was just flying.
Paul, he started it.
Paul Perillo.
I'm just kidding.
That 800 number, I forgot it. I'm sorry.
I'm in a good
Fred
place. Right?
Actually,
I don't
give
really
him,
need a life coach.
I would give him credit, and this is serious. Bill actually gave him a recommendation to go to Dallas.
I know he did.
And I think that's impressive.
You wanted
wow.
to get him,
well,
out,
I think
of
to get him out of here. Yeah,
yeah
exactly.
Exactly.
Well, that's why. I was a little happy about it, but.
We all did. Fred, you might be happy to know I saw in the locker room today, Kevin Falk was heading into the training room at one point. In hand was his copy of this week's PFW.
Is nice. That right?
That's right.
Going to spend some quality time with Mr. John.
Well, whatever he's going to do.
Didn't yeah. he say the training room?
Yeah.
Well, there's toilets in there, too, I think.
No, the toilets are in the other doorway, which leads to the bathroom.
Oh, well, maybe he's going a long way. It's all connected back there.
The bathroom's
back there?
Closer to his locker. It would.
What? Have you guys ever been back there?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
It's pretty cool. They got a lot of stuff back there. They got steam rooms. They got saunas. They've got
swimmix.
Someday
I won't work here anymore, and I'll probably get to see that stuff.
You know, it's quite a setup they have. You know,
someday
ping pong, pool tables.
Our favorite emailers
really?
Back there.
Even
who?
Ping pong has seen
who?
This.
What's that?
Ping pong.
Is
that now?
Forget it, Fred. It'll take too long to explain it.
All right.
I'm a little worried about you today, Fred.
All right.
Why are you off your game?
A lot on my mind.
Why just today? What's going
on?
What's
on your mind today, Fred?
What?
There's just a lot of stuff going on, projects that people need to get done, and Jana's not here, so I'm...
This damn baby's ruining the world.
Yeah. Jana's our...
in your own time.
Jana's
our...
Shouldn't
you be used to that? She's never here.
Our web services manager, and she is out on maternity leave, so she was sort of like my right-hand person when it came to all these web projects. I didn't have to worry about them. She handled...
That was very PC to you not say right-hand man in reference to a woman. That's very good.
Well, good.
You're thinking on your toes.
Anyway,
it's the first time
so she's not here, so true. I'm kind of, for the next month or so.
Caught with your pants down again?
Yeah, you know.
You haven't taken your pants off on the show in a while.
No.
Yeah, since Tuesday.
Let's keep that streak alive, why don't we?
Do we have no emails?
I liked it when Eric wasn't here.
I'm seriously concerned about you. I don't know. I'm worried.
I got a lot on my mind.
I'm really concerned about it.
There's a lot.
Are you
going to
skip the trip?
No. That's another thing. That's a big trip. Yeah, I'm going to be a mess. We're getting in at 7:30 in the morning, Monday.
Yeah. That's the second Monday you're getting in at 7:30.
Oh. This Monday at 3:45.
Yeah, coming back a little bit earlier.
3:45.
You guys.
Which, I mean.
What? We'll be getting
certainly
back.
There's no great time to right. get in either.
We'll be getting back from San Diego at 7:30. San Francisco will be
game.
Like 3:30 yeah. or something like that.
Better stock up on DVDs for that plane.
Well, I'm
ride.
Taking my multivitamins. I'm taking one a day now.
Can you take the a juicer on the plane?
One a day?
Carry-on?
One a day
Those
vitamins?
Work?
I don't know.
Andy?
I just started taking them.
Mike?
It's a vitamin.
It's a generic vitamin.
If you don't eat right, like I don't, it's good to take them.
So
anything that will keep me from getting sick on the plane?
Off the juicer. No.
Not
oh,
you
have
to
oh, you should take that airborne stuff, right?
No, I'm not talking about
that.
Like,
doesn't work.
It's some omega 3 fatty acids
tried that.
And fish
but
oil
I'm not,
They're
I'm not
actually
talking...
being sued. It doesn't work so bad.
Oh, is that
There's
right?
There's nothing in it.
I'm not necessarily talking about air sickness.
I was never
tempted
to buy that product at all.
No. This is not for air sickness. They sold
shady.
This product as guaranteed to keep you from getting like the other guy's cold on the plane. It was all like, you know how it's going to get sucked into the ventilation and come back and shot at you and you're going to get sick?
What about fatigue?
What?
Well, I... To prevent
fatigue,
drink a Rockstar.
I don't know if it'll prevent it.
Because that's when I don't necessarily get sick because of that stuff. I get sick because
you get worn down.
You get worn down.
Yeah, long
and
days.
Your immune
worn down.
System
yes.
is worn down. Yeah.
And I was wondering, you know, is the vitamins that help?
I can't think it would hurt. You know,
I always take
them. Some vitamin C.
I know it was a real one, but I was actually asking.
Yeah.
On a serious basis.
No, I take
vitamins,
trying to answer. On
I take
a serious
vitamins
basis.
All the time, and they do seem to help. So.
Oh, you take them.
Help what?
Vitamins, not the airborne stuff.
What kind of vitamins?
Is that how you've
you
been
called steroids? Vitamins.
I take those, the
vitamins.
One a day.
Oh, you do Super take one a day?
Yeah.
You take 100% Mister?
What's that?
I don't know. Some player has
some
it in
weird
his locker.
Supplement in
I'm working
locker.
Up the courage to ask him, what the hell is 100% Mister? It's in a weird
he
name
assumed
for a
Eric
substance.
Took it.
Make sure it's not one of those guys that's going to say, why don't you, where are you looking
Thanks
at my locker?
Well,
gender.
That's kind of why I'm easing into it. Because I do find it awkward if you ask somebody about something in his locker.
Well, it is his personal space.
Exactly, which I said. Make sure it's not someone that's going to say, why the hell are you looking in my locker?
They should have doors
yeah,
in front
personal
of those
space
lockers.
Is the equivalent of having something on your lawn.
They have that one cube that has a door on it and locks, but
right.
I think that whole top.
Even just
should,
a screen that you can pull down in
well,
front
then,
of it.
Well, then that's where you can hide your steroids.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what they do. I mean, who knows? That's what we're talking about here.
I know. I just said it.
All right, webradio@patriots.com.
Exactly. Has Xandro right there in his locker for everybody to see.
Conveniently, Jose Canseco said. It's called a beard.
At least turn the friggin' label the other way.
Justin writes in. He says, yeesh, I think Fred is Al Davis.
Yep.
So.
Okay. That's all I had to say.
You had a tough first half hour, Fred. I'm not going to lie.
It's
Paul,
a lot.
You take vitamin C drops?
No.
No?
You should. But I should is what you're telling me.
Several times I've told you.
Good night.
So don't blame me when you're sick on the plane.
Today you've told me.
Yeah.
Dan at Fairfax says that the
it's not like you've been browbeating me.
I've been telling you since 9 o'clock, Paul. Take that stuff. It's been 20 minutes I've been telling you.
Dan at Fairfax says the FCC does not have any regulations on newspapers, and neither does anyone in the
That's
government.
Not what he was saying.
They could print a paper full of swears, and they
That's
wouldn't
what I
get
asking.
In trouble.
Is that true?
Like
Freedom of the
idea.
Press.
So why is Penthouse covered, and why don't I see that everywhere?
I don't know.
I think that's just at the discretion of
wasn't he
the
sued?
People who sell them.
That's just a common sense.
Well, there is that whole lewd and lascivious stuff. There is a law against that.
Like the Boston Phoenix is a newspaper, technically, and they have all kinds of, you know, foul language and off-color humor and whatnot. But I think there are different – I think Andy is right. I think there's different rules and regulations for different kinds of publications.
It wasn't meant to be a real
topic, leave it to strippers within seconds –
Did you get a job?
100% MR. What's in it? This thing that you were talking about, 100% Mister.
Yeah.
It's a high dose of branched chain amino acids, L-glutamine, L-taurine, and proprietary muscle-building accessory nutrients.
Love that when companies say proprietary, meaning we're going to cover it up because we don't really know what it does either.
It's got 10 milligrams of niacin, 2 milligrams of vitamin B6, 2,700 milligrams of L-glutamine,
so it's a recovery form.
And then 6,000 milligrams of proprietary blend of amino acids.
Because glutamine's like post-workout recovery. So that's really all that is. That's a garbage product.
Most of them
I could get him something much better than that.
Sure you
could. Yeah, but it's illegal.
From Tijuana?
Possibly. Most of what you
so
see
then why don't
at
you
GNC
use it?
Is not very good. It's cute. That's where my per diem money's going to.
It should. You should make a trip
Juice.
Down there. If you made a trip down there, you could triple that money easily.
I know.
He's getting all jacked up just thinking about it. Look at him over there.
He's got the arm flex thing going.
Got the arm flex going.
Chris for the TIAN says he actually felt bad for Al Davis in his press conference. I think his comments about the Pats were simply sour grapes. I mean, they traded one of the greatest players in the history of the game for fourth-round pick. I also think it was embarrassing for the league.
Now, Al Davis has been embarrassing
would
for
you say
I agree,
that?
I agree on all counts.
But do you think that Oakland looked at that trade sort of the way the Red Sox looked at the Manny trade? I mean, like the Red Sox got pennies on the dollar for Manny Ramirez.
Yeah,
but they just had to get rid of him.
To get rid of him.
Yeah. Manny was producing.
Probably, but the difference is...
Randy Moss wasn't producing.
Yeah, I agree.
Right.
So that's a major difference.
Yeah, looking back on it, it's a dumb trade, but...
But he wasn't going to ever do it there
no,
anyway.
He wasn't going to do it, so
and let's
well
be honest. I mean,
that's why it's different because Manny was doing it here,
right?
And would have continued to do it here because otherwise he wouldn't have gotten a contract.
And it wasn't
next
a terrible
year.
Trade at the time. I know it looks like a disgusting steal because of the season he had, but he was an unknown who a lot of people thought was done, didn't want that, couldn't run anymore.
An unknown.
His future was a dramatic unknown.
Not an unknown as in no one knows who he is.
And it only looks terrible because he went out and had the greatest season of a wide receiver in recent memory.
Right.
I mean, so hindsight makes it look like a much
worse.
Well,
but what it says...
The going rate in the NFL for malcontents who were once good is a mid-round pick.
Yeah, they weren't going to get a first-round pick ever. What it says more... It didn't make any difference.
What it says more, though, is about the Oakland Raiders. Why did that situation happen? Why couldn't they get this guy to play? What were the circumstances around it that just blew this thing apart that the greatest wide receiver in the world just didn't want to play for this team? I mean, even with all the problems with the Red Sox and Manny...
He didn't feel like they were competitive. There's no question.
He wants
to win.
But it was beyond that, too. I mean, it was
everything.
No, I think
that's
all.
You go back 20 years.
It was the coaching. It was the players they were getting
and
drafting.
But that's winning.
Well, that's
what I'm
talking about.
Yeah. They weren't a good organization. He didn't want to work for them anymore.
But he wanted to go there.
But as bad as the organization was, if they were 13-3 and not 3-13, he would have been happy.
But an organization like that couldn't be.
Okay. So they were losing.
Well, they get players like him to become that. So it's a cycle.
Right. What came first, the chicken and the egg? They went after Randy Moss to be competitive.
Right.
And Randy Moss wasn't competitive, so he stopped competing.
I have a question.
And they weren't good, so it just goes in one big circle.
It's kind of like one of those Fred fun facts. Just, I guess it's just based on your opinion. Do you think when you make a trade, okay, they traded Moss for a fourth round pick. Do you think that you judge the trade based on that Moss for a fourth round pick, or do you judge it on Moss for the guy they picked in the fourth round? So let's just say, for argument's sake, they got Tom Brady with that pick in the fourth round. Would you say, well, geez, great trade for both teams?
No.
Or do you judge it Moss for a fourth-round pick?
The Moss fourth-round pick.
Yeah, because I think you're going to – it's so few and far between that you're going to get a Tom Brady or someone like that in the fourth round that more times than not it's going to be a bad fourth-round
The fourth-round pick has a value to it, right. Whatever you
I totally
to
agree
be.
With you guys, and we're all – you know.
Yeah, I agree, too, because
if I screw the pick up, that's my fault.
Did you hear them talking about it this morning, and Adam Schefter was making a big deal of the fact that the kid that Oakland took was inactive. Who cares? It doesn't matter. I don't care if he's been to three Pro Bowls.
Right. So put it the other way.
It's Moss a fourth-round pick. Moss, that's what they got for Moss.
Let's say it was Moss for two first-round picks, and both those first-round picks
were
busts. That's still a good trade.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
It's just that it wasn't as good as it should have been because you didn't pick the right players.
Right.
But, you know, based on what you get is totally a crapshoot at that point.
It's like these people that win the lottery. They win $100 million, but they blow it and they get in debt somehow. I'd still want to win
$100 million.
Yeah. Right. You know?
And not only that, you can't really target a specific player unless you know for sure, unless you're getting the number one overall pick in return.
Yeah.
In other words, you can't say, well, we wanted player X.
Yeah,
so we'll
we made
that
trade
pick,
for.
But that guy's not dead. Now your whole trade blows up.
I thought
so
the
really
way Andy put it, you used the word value, Andy, and I think that's the perfect way to put it. You're trading for a value. That fourth round pick has some sort of value, and that's what you got for him. You didn't get a great player. You didn't get a terrible player that's out of the league. You got a fourth round pick.
Okay. So
I was wondering how you guys felt about it.
Maybe it's different if they
Paul's
traded,
an idiot.
Maybe it's different
we all agree
if they traded players straight up and one player ended up having a better, you know, few years than the other one, then maybe you can say
that's different because you're targeting a specific player.
But yeah, in the case of a draft pick, I think you got to go by the value of the pick.
But my point being is I think it was a bad pick, a bad trade for Oakland because I don't think they got enough for a player of Moss's caliber.
Right.
I understand all the extenuating circumstances. Like Andy said, that's kind of the going rate for a malcontent. A mid-round pick. I mean, you're not going to get much
Jeremy Shockey was. What did Jeremy Shockey get traded for? He's a productive but malcontent, younger, so his value might be a little high. Like, I mean, that's what you're not getting two first-round picks because he in 1998 he was awesome. Well, he's not awesome anymore.
But I don't make it a worse trade for Oakland because they didn't come up with a guy who immediately came in and set the world on fire in the fourth round.
The one thing I do agree with what Al Davis said, and he might have been on track, maybe not to the extent that he made it, but I've heard this before, this whole thing about Mike Lombardi, that he would talk behind everyone's back and has never had a job where he wasn't fired from, even jobs where he wasn't paid, he got fired from. And I've heard that before about him, that good. He's really an attention seeker and, likes to take credit.
Well, he's in the Globe every week, so.
That's true.
But I've heard that before, that point. Not just from Al Davis.
I think so is he not really friendly with Bill? Yeah, because I find it hard to believe Bill would really be
it's not his kind of guy.
Associated with that kind of guy.
Well, even from a ball, I don't even know who he is. Now you're taking Al Davis' word for that.
No, but that's my point. I don't know either way.
I don't know. Yeah,
I find it hard to believe Bill would be associated with that kind of a guy.
Well, maybe you just keep contacts, and maybe that's the extent of it.
But
Al Davis may sound like they're good buddy-buddy
right,
friends.
And that Bill trusted him.
Yeah,
that,
I don't know about
perhaps
that
relationship's been embellished a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe Bill kind of used him to get information.
Possibly.
Kind
of like Shooter McGavin using that guy to get Happy Gilmore all off track. And he says, we're going to Red Lobster, right, Shooter? No one saw Happy Lombardi Gilmore.
I saw it. I know
for you guys.
if they're getting information about Randy Moss and different opinions, and Lombardi, he might be a guy that said, hey, don't listen to what the Raiders are saying. This guy can still do it. He just doesn't want to play for this team. Okay, maybe I'll listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lombardi probably had an agenda. He hates the Raiders. But I've heard that before about him.
He's a yapper.
What's that? He's a yapper. A lot of these guys.
I think a lot of people in general are. It's
those GMs. The GMs that are always on TV, I don't like them. Charlie Casserly, although he's not working anymore.
He has a TV.
He works
on
a job. TV job.
I know, but before that, he liked
guys
to
get on TV
on
too much.
Those
like
coaches
him.
That aren't Jimmy Johnson. He works on TV.
But not while he was with the Cowboys.
Yeah, but he wasn't on TV all the time when he was with Houston.
You must not like J.P. Richard or Charlie Casserly.
He likes to. He did likes to get his name.
No,
in
but that's
Ian, what's his name?
But
John
that's different
McCain
than being on TV all the time.
No, but he,
I think he was quoted. He was quotable.
Right. He always has an opinion. Just be quiet.
I don't have a. So wait a minute. You have a problem with a GM of an organization being quoted in newspapers?
Yeah.
The guy who makes the decisions.
Well, he
so you must have a problem with Belichick then, because he's quoted all the time.
No. Belichick's okay, but when Lombardi was at these teams, he wasn't the main guy.
Casserly?
I said Lombardi.
We're talking about Charlie Casserly. You said he was on TV all the time.
When he was with the Redskins, he wasn't the main guy.
Charlie Casserly was the GM of the Redskins, and then he was the GM of the Texans.
Yeah. I know, but his role wasn't, I'm in
but
charge
wasn't
of the
main
team.
Guy.
They called him the GM. Willie McGinnis over here. But they didn't mean it.
I'll defer to you because I don't know for sure about Washington, but he was definitely
the
guy.
He was the personnel guy.
He was the...
Well, that's the... Isn't
that's
it?
What we're that's talking
well,
about.
Well, Pioli's the personnel guy here.
No, he's not. Bill is.
Well, I understand what you're saying. And every team has a different kind of job description for every title. I'm just saying the guys that were in the roles of the Lombardis and the Casserlys and the Piolis, I don't like it when they're out talking. Well, I like it when the real guy that's in charge,
I don't think,
like a Bill Belichick, is talking.
I understand what you're saying, and I agree with you. But the
only was making little Pac-Man sign.
The only thing I disagree with you is saying that Pioli and Casserly had the same job. I don't think there's really a lot.
Casserly had more power.
Yeah. Yes, he had the final say. He had the say. He was the guy. He was the Belichick. Only he didn't coach.
Is this the man?
Okay, so for example,
in Houston anyway. In Houston. I don't know about Washington.
In the Colts, Polian or Dungy, who should be talking?
In terms of personnel, Polian. In terms of coaching, Dungy.
About the team. Like,
I have no problem with either one of those guys because they're both in charge.
Yeah, I think that you only get in trouble if you're a guy like
I
a,
hate
like
Pauly,
a GM.
So that's a loaded question.
If it's
but
the head
they're
coach,
both accountable.
You have
though,
to hear from
Fred.
The head coach. But the GM, you don't have to hear from them.
But see,
they're both
more what's going on.
I think here, Bill is the one who's ultimately responsible, so he's the only voice.
Right.
Other places don't have that. There's two guys.
Yeah.
That are responsible.
And they're both responsible for what the team does.
And to make Dungy sit there and answer for draft picks and personnel moves and free agents isn't fair to Dungy. And not his moves.
I guess so.
And also to listen to Pauly and talk about game plans and stuff like that, which he does because he's a blowhard, is wrong also. That's Dungy's job.
Yeah. I just don't like it when you got all these people in a team saying stuff because that tells me that they want to be right. You don't want to say stuff in public and be wrong. So you have a vested interest now to make sure that what you said proves to be true. And that's when you get the back channel problems.
But so, Tori,
I think it can work.
76 postseason wins first all time.
If they're all
he's a bum.
Legitimately on the same page, it can work.
Yeah,
the problem is when you get in Oakland when they're all fractionalized.
Yeah,
as,
right.
As
it's the
Davis
dysfunctional
said.
Nature that I think you're talking about more so than...
Has Dungy and Polian really had a lot of problems?
Probably not.
Not publicly, I don't think.
I mean, no. Because I think they're on the same page.
I think they have their different
but
roles.
I don't
think
Tony Dungy wants to draft players.
No.
I think he's happy being a football coach.
Polian has caused trouble for himself.
Well, he's just a loudmouth.
Because he's a loudmouth, and I hate him, and
but
that's why I
said
it's a loaded question.
That's not because he said Tony Dungy can't coach. I give him players, he can't do it.
No.
I mean, they're on the same page. They just have two different jobs.
They've been winning.
I was going to say, that's a big part of it. They've been winning, too.
Yeah, well. So I think Bill Belichick and Scott Pioli would be going at it if they were three losing seasons.
You don't know. But
losing makes everybody go at it, even if they're the best of friends.
Yeah. All right. WebRadioPatriots.com. It's 12:48. That means we have to take a break. We'll be right back.
Patriot Place, New England's first and only super regional lifestyle and entertainment center, is now open right next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. The home of the New England Patriots and the New England Revolution is now the home of New England's most exciting entertainment and shopping destination, featuring Circuit City, Bed Bath & Beyond, Christmas tree shops, Off-Broadway shoes, Staples, and New England's first Bass Pro Shops. Patriot Place has something for your shopping needs. And coming soon to Patriot Place is the first CBS Scene restaurant and bar, a four-star hotel, showcase live entertainment venue, and a long-awaited hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. Patriot Place will soon be the home to more than 70 shopping, entertainment, and dining experiences unlike any other in New England. Visit patriot-place.com for more information and enter the grand opening sweepstakes for the opportunity to win a $10,000 Visa gift card for a Patriot Place shopping spree. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day. At Patriot Place, everyone wins.
Hey, this is Hall of Famer John Hanna here. Let me tell you about the game with the greats. Have you ever wondered what former football players talk about when we're watching a game? Well, now you can find out for yourself at the Game with the Greats on October 5th at Gillette Stadium. Watch the Patriots take on the 49ers in the Fidelity Investments Clubhouse, along with me and a bunch of other Patriot alumni. Guys like newly inducted Hall of Famer Andre Tippett and Patriots Hall of Famers Ben Coates, Stanley Morgan, Steve Nelson, and Steve Grogan will be there. Tickets are limited because they're only $40. Visit the Patriots.com homepage and click on Alumni for more information. We're all going to be at the Game with the Greats. Where will you be?
When you got a lineman-sized hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's, and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine, and Associate Grocers of New England, and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
So it's 1:45, so Eric, we do need to get your fact of the day.
My favorite class in high school, acting.
Acting?
Acting, my senior year.
They had a class in your high school for acting?
St. Paul's, they have a class for everything, Fred. The most elite prep school in the country.
Who has gone to St. Paul's that made it elite?
Pompous jerks.
John Kerry, Hobie Baker. Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club.
Strippers adds that Don Sweeney.
That's right.
And Ephraim Zimbalist Jr.
Who the
is that? Oh, God.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
Okay, back here at PFW in progress. William Berry writes in, I haven't heard the question yet. And I know that emailers can't win. This is regarding the Qdoba contest.
And it's the wrong day.
I'll guess anyway, Fred almost died playing tennis against Andy despite his size 36 pants. So that brings me up to remind people that tomorrow is the Qdoba question of the week day. And at 1:30 today, this is very complicated, at 1:30 today, I am going to give you the time to call in tomorrow to guess the answer
that
to the question.
Why does that have to be so complicated?
Gary just told me at 1:30 is that when that's when you have to announce it.
We didn't want to alienate our podcasters. So.
Oh, I got you.
So those people have a chance tonight to listen to both shows and then call in tomorrow, not listening to the show, just call in and win.
Right. So 1:30 today,
done, Gary.
I will announce the time tomorrow to call in to get a shot at the Qdoba 20-person buffet where you can pick it up at any participating Massachusetts Qdoba. And just give
prices and participation may vary.
24-hour notice.
Time offer. Member FDIC.
And they can set you up.
It's going to be a taco fiesta.
So we're going to have that tomorrow. They're going to set it up again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Matt Weiss coming down.
So, I don't know. Is he coming or?
He may be coming and bring it down.
Is he going to send it under?
He doesn't get on the air again. Okay.
You get your one shot. You're done.
No, there's only so much we can talk
about. This isn't a soup kitchen.
Fred, I will let you know, I shared the tennis story with my wife last night, and she was in tears laughing. Although she always took the poopy pants side. She was like, what if he had really been sick and something had happened? He could have died on the floor in his office, and no one would have known. I said, yeah, but he was too embarrassed. Doesn't matter. He'd rather have his pride than live. But that's one of your best stories ever.
You like that story?
Okay. That was a good
story. Didn't hear it, did you?
Which one?
When Fred and I played tennis a couple years back, and I had him running all over the court.
I remember that when you came back to the office.
And he got all tired and was actually taking a break.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
But not
because
by a
he's
lot.
A tennis player and I was just running around hitting the ball.
Right.
But
right.
He admitted that that day he actually came back to his office and felt so terrible that he went in his office, closed the door, and had to lie down for a while.
Well,
thought he might die.
You remember, it was like 95.
It was very warm.
It was really hot. And I
you played outdoors.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know if you had an indoor facility.
No, we played outdoors. I had him running.
I had
ragged
to lie down
all over
for a
the
second.
Court.
I felt a little faint.
Oh, wow. I feel lightheaded.
You're admitting that 2 years later.
Yeah.
He's okay with it now. He's come to terms with it.
I've come to terms with it. When it's my time, it's my time.
Well, it wasn't your time though.
That's right. I'm accepting
any
of it.
Any minute.
You know, it's no big deal. So are we all set with the Qdoba? 1:30 today, I'll announce the time to call in tomorrow. What time will it be tomorrow, Gary?
We'll find out at 1:30.
Well, 1:30, you'll tell us.
Okay.
That the Qdoba question of the weekday. That's not question of the weekday. That's weekday.
Which it should probably be before 1:30 because that's when we get into our picks.
So it'll probably be in the first three quarters of the show.
Right. You think, Gary? He's not.
Might as well just tell everybody right now.
Gary just has no patience with the ridiculous.
He does not.
No.
You're not going to have kids, are
He's
you,
He's tired of the idiocy.
You don't have a lot
he
of patience.
He actually thinks this should be a professional show. Are you putting this on a reel to show I produce this show?
Oh, I feel like,
you know, I should come work for you.
No.
No? All right.
No, he wants to get a job, Fred.
Oh. All right. Webradio at patriots.com is the email address. Webradio at patriots.com. 508-543-7482. Ping Pong writes in.
Hey, hey.
Says I was, this is all about Eric in San Francisco. I can't read this.
Yeah, you can. Come on.
Even the 14-year-old.
I'm not going to read that. He's only 14, by the way.
So don't read it.
I'm not going to read it. But he says, P.S., I would love to buy you guys lunch, but being only 14 and not really making any income, it seems unlikely that I'm going to be able to buy lunch in the upcoming months. I turn 16 and get a job, lunch is coming your way.
Steal it from your mom's
purse. We have that to look forward to in 2 years if we're still here.
Yes, you could get a job.
What's the deal now? Can you have a 14-year-old work?
Yeah.
You just there's a lot of rules about. No, you can have them over
number
the table. Number of hours. Can't work past 9 o'clock.
So they can like bus tables at a restaurant.
I've had 14-year-olds over the table too.
I'm gonna get my kid a job.
Sorry, Gary loved that.
Enough of this.
Gary was waiting for me to use it.
Although in this economy, I don't know how many.
Well, they could pay him less than they would a 20-year-old.
Got any contacts with the Patriots, Fred?
I don't want him working here. That's what do they call that?
You don't want to pee where you
what? Nepotism. Yeah, I don't want that.
He's your son?
Yeah. So, you know, that wouldn't be good.
No.
There's a lot of people out there.
How about Bass Pro?
Bass Pro?
Yeah, why don't you get him one of the...
You could get an employee discount. Come on.
Clean out the trout pond. Yeah. I don't know.
Get some beef jerky in here. I've heard they got a good selection of jerky at Bass Pro shops.
Do they?
Colin writes in. He says, Colin in Connecticut, just wanted to say you've been on a hot streak of really great shows and thought about why, No, Eric.
Colin's an idiot.
While he's been creating the Randy Moss epic, the show's conversation has been more, while at times uncensored, less centered on Eric's love life and his delusions of grandeur.
I
say if
up,
you need
Colin.
The fifth guy, bring on Pasady. He might be a stoner, but he's funny.
And so he'll Colin's a stoner. That's
he'll take an about. Insult and not be a douche.
When has Pasady ever been funny?
Well,
Colin's
he
obviously
is funny,
a stoner.
Not what
we
he
We don't
says,
have
but...
any corporate sponsors of Pasady's on the show.
Right, yeah. We can no longer allow Pasady on the show taking shots at sponsors.
Larry the drunk keeps writing it. This is what he does. He'll write an email, and then he just keeps sending it.
Until I read it.
He's just
And it seems to work.
He's really insistent.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, I'm just trying to stop him from overloading the mailbox here. He goes, sorry I couldn't tune in last week. Internet problems. So I didn't get to give my view on the Finns game, which, by the way, I had to spend $20 to watch over the net because Sky Sports, a Fox affiliate, have given up on broadcasting Pats games since Tommy hit the turf.
You know what Skype is?
Anyways, anyone who blames Matt Castle for the loss are idiots, and I've read the Ask PFW questions to Andy. The D was a mess. Simply put, they beat our lax defensive effort. However, the bye week made for much comedy, mainly Jerry Jones's God Yang It shake of the fists on the sidelines after Sam Hurd dropped the ball out of bounds on the onside kick. I love to see Dallas lose. Anyways, I'll cut this short. What are we to expect of Pat's passing game and offense in general this week?
I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the question we all want to know.
You will get a couple chances to go deep because San Francisco has had problems in that area of late.
And also New England hasn't really done much of that yet this
right.
year.
But the bottom line is they're an unknown with
Matt Castle.
Still.
I think there's two areas right now that I think based on last week's game, they're going to come out firing up. And if we don't see marked improvement in them, then we have things to worry about. The defensive line and the offensive mm-hmm. line. Both of those lines, they have to come out and really, really play well. Otherwise, they just didn't get the message from last week.
I think you'll see that, Fred. I think that Miami game was an aberration, and I think you'll see the defensive line playing up to their
I have
their
more
level.
Confidence with the defensive line than I do the offensive line because I think they have more pure talent.
And
if they are motivated and embarrassed, then my guess is they're going to show that. Plus, the San Francisco offensive line, despite what Bill Belichick's telling us all week long, isn't very good.
No, they mm-hmm. cannot block.
So, you know, on their defensive line, especially Justin Smith, the franchise free agent addition that they got from Cincinnati, I think is a pretty good player. You know, Patrick Willis, obviously they have to block him. So there's some guys. Takeo Spikes is actually back making plays for them a little bit. There's some guys that I think could give this offensive line some trouble.
Takeo Spikes seems to – he's with a new team almost every year, it seems, and he always is on a team that has
well,
to play
though.
New England.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like he's playing pretty well this year. In a
yeah, he's
role.
Making some plays, yeah.
Matt from Springfield has a couple things he wants to talk about or at least just mention.
Did anybody see our TV show last night?
It's on the web.
Gary, how was it?
Very good.
Was it really? Be honest.
I DVR'd it. I watched the first couple minutes, but I get tired. But I did DVR. What I saw was
Gary
good.
To sleep.
The best part of the show, just so you know, when you watch it, will be the last 4 or 5 seconds. Keep your eyes on Fred Kirsch at the very end before they go to credits or however they exit. Very funny.
We need the host we had the first week.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, strippers. He did, in fact, work for some, what do you call it, Man Vegas clubs?
Yeah, yeah.
He calls it Man Vegas up in Manchester. So
yeah.
Chris Collins agreed with you that he, but he claims he was never looking to rough anybody up. He was just there for the ladies or
right.
something.
What?
Matt from Springfield says, the Bungles signed Cedric Benson. What a freaking joke. He also
Guys
says, I
here,
think,
obviously Fred Kurtz.
I think Kiffin hung around as long as he could because he knows Al Davis could die at any minute. And if he did, he thought he'd probably be safe. And he says, I'm sorry, but strippers needs to get a life. You would think he got paid for every email he sends in and bonus cash for sending it in within 30 seconds after somebody says something.
Who's this?
Matt from Springfield.
Oh, screw yourself, Matt. Strippers is part of the family here.
And he also says about the Qdoba buffet, he says, hey, Fred, I think a 20-person buffet is also known as a swingers party. So, any of you guys ever been to a swingers party?
No.
What?
No? I'm sure you have.
No, I haven't.
No.
Not really my thing, Fred.
No.
Eric couldn't go. You have to bring a girl.
Well, you have to have a partner, and then you.
Oh, they have gay swingers parties?
They have those key parties, too, where you put your car keys in a bowl, and at the end of the night, you pick out a key, and whichever one you pick out, you go home with that person.
Yeah.
That could be a dangerous.
Those are called key parties. A little too much knowledge here.
Did you do that in college? Down in Tampa?
No.
I would never do that.
I've been to some wild parties down in Tampa.
Yeah, at least you can see the person at a swinger
party. Yeah, at least you can make a pick if you're a swinger, but a key party, I mean, you could end up with Lord only knows who.
Your sister.
probably wouldn't go to a party with my sister, but an ugly fat girl is what I was thinking.
That too.
Ah, somebody's at the door.
Hi, this is Lonnie Paxton. Now it's time for Andy Hart's Urban Dictionary Word of the Day. That's Word of the Day. Let's see what you got.
Well, thank you, Lonnie. The first player to actually say the entire intro to this, and I really appreciate it. Best long snapper that's ever played the game right there, Lonnie Paxton. Today's Word of the Day, courtesy of our discussion earlier, which Eric told us he likes a lot of vitamins. Well, he is indeed a vitamin licker. That's vitamin licker.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh.
Can I read the definition? The sentence, to use it in a sentence, you know how they do that in spelling bees. When Paul ran his tongue up and down the coat rack, everyone thought to themselves, that Paul, he sure is one sick vitamin licker. Eric, it's not really as bad as...
No?
People that gain sexual pleasure from licking inanimate objects.
Uh-huh. Why couldn't you read that definition?
I basically just did.
Yeah. Did anyway. That's what I was going to say.
So it's really not all that bad.
All right.
Are they really those people?
I guess that you named the fetish, and there's somebody
there's
that,
something
that's
for
interested.
Fetish. Yeah.
Fetishes give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, they generally are pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess big boobs
is a fetish.
I've been
hooked on the Olympics.
Foot fetishes?
But like the, yeah.
What's the matter, Gary?
He just
took a shot at me.
Feet I find downright disgusting. Anyone who could enjoy feet. Is...
Andy's starting to speak extemporaneously, and that gets Gary.
Wow, very good.
That gets Gary worried.
First hour of the show, he couldn't think of words, and now he's coming out with the four-syllable things.
Boo-boo tinkums.
Mike Gherkin writes in, Pickle Man, before I get crucified for asking this question, this is not just about Randy Moss. It is more a question regarding that type of receiver in general. Without an upper-tier quarterback, the deep-threat wide receivers become obsolete. I'm only using Moss as an example because he's on the Patriots. If we look back when Moss was with Culpepper and he was at the top of his game, Moss was fantastic. Then Moss went to Oakland to be the savior of that team, thinking he could make a Jag quarterback better, but the reverse happened. Moss basically became a non-factor for the Raiders. We all know then what happened when he came and played with Brady. So am I right? Without a guy like Brady, are these tall, down-the-field receivers just Jags? Would T.O. be a factor if Romo went down? Is this why B.B. usually looks for the smaller, quicker, good route-running receivers?
Or maybe without the tall receiver, these quarterbacks are just Jags.
Well, if you have a quarterback, any quarterback who can throw the ball 50 yards down the field has a good chance of being successful if they have Moss catching them on the other
end. Was there ever a deep threat quarterback? You know, and I'm thinking, obviously, T.O. and Randy Moss, but going back, Bob Hayes, you know, the sprinter for the Cowboys, or Jerry Rice. Was there any one of those types of guys that didn't have a top-flight quarterback?
I mean,
Dante Culpepper was a top-flight quarterback when he had Randy
Moss.
Had Moss.
Yeah.
You know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Does it make a good quarterback great?
No, so that one we don't know the answer. But are there examples that we can say that he was a great wide receiver and his quarterback wasn't that good? I mean, I don't know.
Great wide receivers.
I think Culpepper's a good example.
I think he was a good quarterback.
No, I don't think he was. I think the fact that he had Moss helped him.
Oh, I think he was pretty good. He fumbled a lot. He had small hands. I think he was a pretty good quarterback.
I'm trying to think of the answer.
The reason why he was so good was because, you know, he could throw it far, but also you had to keep an eye on him because he could run, and he was a big guy, and he's hard to bring down.
His point was that it's the big, big play receivers.
Right.
Name a great receiver in general who didn't have any quarterback.
Well, I mean,
you got to have a decent quarterback, whether it's a quick, shifty guy in the slot or a deep guy, you got to have somebody to get him the ball.
No, but I would say that every team has at least one really good receiver.
Well, how about in Arizona a few years ago?
I was going to say
Fitzgerald and Bolden.
In general.
Right.
Those are good receivers.
Great quarterbacks.
Right.
And they don't necessarily have great quarterbacks throwing them the ball.
Who did Isaac Bruce have before Kurt Warner for all those years? And he put up great numbers.
Yeah.
There are guys. If you're a good enough receiver and you can gain separation and get open, most quarterbacks should be able to get you the ball. Then conversely, some quarterbacks can just throw the ball up there and that receiver can.
But I think it's easier for a quarterback to just say, Randy Moss, go deep, I'm going to throw it up, than it is because he talks about, you know, is that why the Patriots always get small, quick receivers? I don't think it's easy to find Wes Welker underneath.
No.
I'd much rather drop back five steps and heave and say, Moss, go get it, buddy.
Right.
I think hundreds of quarterbacks that never made it in the NFL could do that. The guys that make it have to have the ability to read defenses, be accurate, make throws. I mean, I think throwing it to Randy Moss is
The shorter read throws are more difficult than the heave it down the field.
Chuck it.
Yeah. So if you have any arm strength at all and you stand back in the pocket and heave it, if you've got a Moss or somebody like that who can run downfield and catch it.
Which is sort of why I've been saying I think they should get the ball to Randy Moss down the field. Take some. You might get a couple picks, but you also might get a couple 65-yard touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Strippers has a rebuttal to Matt in Springfield. He said, could he please go to the Mardi Gras strip club in Springfield Saturday night and buy a bunch of dances from Alicia? I'll be having lunch with her Monday. I want her to buy. So that's the Mardi Gras strip club in Springfield. Alicia.
And then maybe he can buy us lunch.
Yeah.
That works. Everybody wins.
He's still poor and out of work.
No, he's saying Matt.
Oh, Matt can buy us lunch?
Isn't that what you were saying, Gary?
Strippers, I hope you get a job, buddy. Now, how do you apply? Like, is he just going to send his resume to other porn sites?
Why doesn't he start his own? I thought he had his own.
Porn site?
I thought that's...
Did he contact you?
Well, he said 50% of his income comes from that, but he makes money other ways, and AdrianPeterson.com is one of them. And
cheapest insurance rates on the internet for everyone who wants carinsurance.com.
But he leaves a very...
very varied assortment.
He leaves a lurid life, though. It's very shady back there with strip clubs and porn sites. And
well, maybe he enjoys that.
I guess. I don't know.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
It's pretty
he's making money
industry.
Off of it, obviously.
I guess so.
I mean, he's got the perfect life. He's got a legitimate career based on his, you know, interests. That's good stuff right there.
You like that?
It's kind of like us.
Yeah. I mean, if you can get,
be glad to leave
if you can get paid for what you love, then you've made it. If you can get paid money for doing something you love, because like 92% of the people in America don't really like their jobs. Only 8% of the people in America love their jobs. So if you're in that 8%.
So we're in the 8%?
Well, are you?
You don't love your job.
That's a question. I don't know.
I'm coworkers. No, I didn't say I didn't like my job.
You don't love your job either.
Would you guys shut up?
Pat writes in, I just got two issues of PFW in the mail yesterday, the October 1st issue and the September 3rd issue.
Whoops.
Glad to see you haven't forgotten me.
Carol Hardy doing it her best.
On another note, could you tell Paul that he doesn't have to go to the nearest mortuary to have makeup applied for the Tuesday night Neckin' show? Just saying.
He'll be hurt when he comes back from practice and hears that.
He has been a little sensitive lately. Those marks seem to be leaving. I mean, shots seem to be leaving marks.
There have been more shots lately. I think it's the volume of shots.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the
volume of
the venom of the shots.
I think once a year he kind of starts doing reflection, and this is the time of year where, you know, where am I?
Menstruates.
What am I doing with my life? And he doesn't like the answers.
So he's not in that.
I don't know anything.
He's in the 92%, not the 8%.
Mayo!
Well, you know, he's given up, he says. He's told me he's given up.
I'll tell you what, I'm so confident they're going to win. If they lose, I'll let you shave it.
And he's a fraud.
He does owe us a shaving.
You never know.
He just came in, too.
He does owe us a shaving. Paul, you owe me a shaving.
Oh, apparently it's raining.
Oh, no.
Oh, Paul's back from practice. Paul, what's going on outside? I
apparently it's raining.
Comes to us direct. Paul's soaking wet.
Don't put your headphones on. You're going to get electrocuted.
What's that?
You don't really think practice was outside, do you?
Oh, I don't know. Is it raining out?
I mean, based on the fact
is it raining out?
Soaking wet. I took a shower.
Fred, he's soaked.
On the way down.
Of course, you could just be walking in the tunnel.
Right. I don't know. Well, tell us what's going on, Paul.
Unfortunately, I don't have a lot to report.
So it's going to be an Eric Scalavino.
I tell you three guys. Eric Alexander, Kelly Washington, and Lewis Sanders. Not seen at the media portion. I did see Sanders walking into the facility, however, so I'm sure he's working out and doing stuff. But Mark Lavoir, who was not at practice on Monday, was back, and Jonathan Wilhite also was back.
Sanders and Wilson and Washington were both in the locker room, too.
Washington also
lost the boot. He's now walking
correct.
In just sneakers.
Yes, that is correct. And I must also confess that they moved practice up from 55 to 45.
Ooh.
I did not know that, so I only saw literally 2 minutes.
Well, that's too bad.
Thanks for the effort, though, Ohio.
So you got completely soaked for 2 minutes of stretching.
I didn't even get
stretching.
To see any stretching.
You missed the first 10 minutes. That's pretty much all your practice opportunity.
He saw a couple bag drills.
All right.
I saw nothing except for attendance.
TG and NJ wants to know what the FNG stands for in Mike Parenti's name.
FN new guy.
Okay. Guys, so much hate in the last show, and after Fred pushing the envelope, with the words you can't say over the air. I'm surprised you guys were even on today.
Me too.
What are the players saying about the stay out west? What is the majority player opinion for it, against it? How does Belichick keep the players from hitting up Vegas?
Hitting up Vegas?
You know, going to Vegas while they're out there.
Aren't they a long way from Vegas?
We're a long way from Vegas.
I don't really think they would have that opportunity.
Have guys mentioned what they think about staying out there over the week? Has anyone asked?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard answers. They're all the company line type answers. Right. I've heard.
Rodney said, you know, out of your routine, like this crappy weather that we have here every day. Seymour said he likes it because he's not a big fan of flying and, you know, long flights like that. Who else? Copen said, wait a minute, it is what it is.
I mean, they're all taking
those are
the
three guys
line.
That I talked to about it on Monday.
Certainly, if someone didn't like it, they're not going to say, I think it's the dumbest thing we've ever done as a football team.
Yeah, you're not going to hear that in the
But Vegas,
room.
Help me out. Northern California, and that's 4 or 5 hours, right?
Yeah, unless somebody sneaks out a curfew and gets a flight.
But, I mean, do we worry about them going to Foxwoods and Mohegan Sun and stuff like that?
Foxy, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be a much bigger concern.
Okay.
I don't know.
So that's it?
I don't think that's a big concern. I agree.
Nothing else going on in practice that you missed?
I just explained to you that I was there for, you know.
You could ask other people, hey, what happened?
They moved practice time up.
I know, but were there other people you could ask to see what you missed?
No.
Oh. No one's covering the practice today?
They don't like Paul, Fred. They don't talk to him.
They weren't there.
Okay.
I missed it.
All right. Let's see. Brent from Illinois. Did I hear Eric at the start of the show? Wow, he's getting excited about going to San Francisco. I'm curious, who is on PUP, and are they available to come back after week 6 or the 6th game? With the bye week so early, I'm not sure about this.
Week 6, and it is Stephen Neal from PUP and NFI's Oliver 100% Mr. Ross.
Well, it's after week 6, right? So they'd be available earliest week 7.
They can start Tuesday of week 6 or whatever.
The window starts, the 21-day window.
But that was what we discussed a couple weeks ago, whether or not, based on the right side of the offensive line, if they would consider one or both of those guys, and if there's any way they would want to change both right guard and right tackle, because I think Oliver Ross might give Nick Kazier a run for his money, and we know Stephen Neal, when healthy, you know, Belichick has said he's basically Logan Mankins at right guard. So if they were both healthy, would they both be in consideration to join the team? I think that would be a major thing to keep an eye on if a team just changed to the right side of its offensive line in week 7.
Brent also says, why is there not a PUP type of list that can be utilized during the season? Why not allow a player to go off the roster for 6 weeks or something to recover from an injury and not take up a roster spot? Just does not make sense. Says Brent.
I agree.
I
agree. I think that's something that they used to be able to do in football that they no longer have. And I, you know, there's plenty of guys that miss, you know, 3-4 weeks at a time that I think you could put on. And now there would have to be a minimum. You'd have to be, say, a month. You couldn't just put a guy because he's, you know, like Maroney last week. We don't want to play him, but we'll save the roster spot and put him on IR for a week. You know, it would have to be some sort of minimum, like in baseball, 15 days.
And you ask the experts at the league.
I bet you that's the answer that you would get from that.
Oh, certainly.
No, there'd probably be a very long, detailed response for that that Bill would be able to tell you why, much like the 45 to 53 thing that goes on for days and days and days.
Much like he bitch-slapped you today when you compared Frank Gore to LaDainian Tomlinson.
I, by the way, didn't make the comparison. I asked Bill if he would see similarities between the two.
I know. I just wanted to say it.
Much like you not
just
listening to
about
the point counterpoint last night, Fred, right?
What's that?
Much like
what's
you
that?
Not listening to the point That's counterpoint
Fred
question.
Not listening to the show.
I was staring at your mortuary makeup. Is that what the guy said earlier?
Oh, yeah. Some listener took a shot at you for your makeup job on TV.
I didn't have any makeup on.
I think that's what he was taking a shot at.
Guys are here, obviously, Fred Kurtz.
Fred Kurtz, obviously. Charlie in Buffalo, I don't know if this
yeah,
is...
that's true. I've never he says obviously.
Right.
He's making it even worse.
Right. I don't know if this has been covered yet, but is Watson supposed to play this Sunday, and if so, to what extent?
Well, he'll play.
He played last game.
To the extent that he's capable of.
Very diplomatic of you.
Never mind.
He's healthy. I mean,
hey, he played last week. Yeah.
He's not on the injury report, and he played last game. So I would expect him to play Sunday. I don't know what else to add.
We did start sort of talk about a comparison, Paul, you and I, about Benjamin Watson and what Vernon Davis has become for the 49ers, even going back to Daniel Graham in terms of disappointing first-round playmaking tight ends. Vernon Davis is now considered a very good blocker. And Bill, actually, I was glad he backed that up because I've read that, and that's one of those things I never know. When people say tight ends are good blockers, it's like it's just thrown around sometimes. But Bill kind of backed that up, said he's most often at the point of attack for them in the running game. But he was a guy, freak of nature in terms of, or freak in terms of speed and size and playmaking. He doesn't have the numbers to go along with the build and everything else.
You think there's a chance they might use him?
Who's they?
The Niners, the team that he plays for.
Yeah, what do you mean?
Use him how?
The game's in San
Francisco.
Use him
more than he's been used in the first month.
Against the Patriots, yeah. That's kind of why I asked it, because the Patriots
based
have struggled in the middle of the field.
And I thought that was an interesting question that you asked, and I thought Bill gave you kind of an interesting response.
Answer,
the way that they have some certain plays that aren't normally tight end type plays that they have for him, do you think they might try to utilize him a little bit more than they've used him in the first month?
Now, the downside of that would be he made an ass of himself a little bit last week on the field after a 19-yard reception and sort of showed up the coaches and was benched. So maybe they don't, because as a coach, you don't want to be giving in to a player who just called you out in the middle of a game.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Could be disciplinary.
But skills-wise, I think he's a guy that could give the Patriots some problems.
Absolutely.
Because he's fast and big.
He said Bill says he runs better than any tight end he's seen in the league right now.
Well, Bill lusted after him. Back at the combine, Eric, you wouldn't know this, but back at the combine, Bill used to meet with us on like a casual little just talk.
The night before it started, right?
Some night. We originally thought it was going to be a dinner, and John Tomasi thought it was a dinner. It was a funny little scene there at the Don Shula Steakhouse in Miami, Indianapolis. But he raved about Vernon Davis, was like in love with him, but said, you know, obviously we can't get up there to get a guy like Vernon Davis, a game breaker, playmaker, blah, blah, blah. And so, again, I would say, Bill, stay away from tight ends.
All right, it's 1:18, time to take a break. When we come back, a very interesting email from Joel in Merrimack.
This is former quarterback Steve Grogan.
And former linebacker Steve Nelson.
We want to tell you about the game with the greats.
Are you one of those old diehard fans who remembers our playing days, like the 1985 Super Bowl or the snowplow kick?
Maybe you just want to meet the newest members of the Patriot Hall of Fame, like Ben Coates or my good friend Stanley Morgan.
And Andre Tippett, one of my linebacking brothers. He'll be there too.
You think he'll bring his gold jacket with him?
I hope so. I can't wait to see it on him.
If you're a big-time fan, you won't want to miss the Game with the Greats. It's happening on October 5th at Gillette Stadium when the current Patriots are away at San Francisco.
Get your tickets now at patriots.com/alumni.
Hey, that's pretty good, huh, Steve?
Yeah, we still got it. We should call ESPN. We could be the next Mike and Mike.
What do I love at Qdoba Mexican Grill?
I love this Qdoba catering.
If you've got a group of folks to feed, Qdoba catering is totally the way to go.
You've got the hot taco bar.
The hot nacho bar.
The hot naked burrito bar.
Did I mention that they're hot?
I make the phone call and they take care of everything.
People come and they
just help themselves.
They come with everything you need to feed a group of hungry people.
Marinated grilled chicken and beef.
Three kinds of salsa.
Fresh lettuce.
Guacamole.
Cookies and
brownies.
Homemade tortilla chips.
Everything.
But we get Qdoba catering for all kinds of different occasions.
Tailgate parties.
Soccer games.
Birthday parties.
Baby shower. For my son's graduation. Party. It's perfect for office meetings.
You open the door to the conference room, you get the smell of Qdoba.
Hot bars are totally unique.
It's incredible. People love it. It's fresh.
Affordable.
That's the easy way to plan a party.
That's what I love about Qdoba Mexican Grill.
That's what I love about Qdoba Catering.
Have a group to feed? Order a hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering and give them food they'll never forget. What are you going to love at Qdoba?
Big games mean big parties. Feed 20 or more of your friends with a Qdoba hot taco, nacho, or naked burrito bar from Qdoba Catering. It's fast, fresh, and budget-friendly. Now with 16 Massachusetts locations, opening September at Patriot Place in Kenmore Square. Full menu available at Qdoba.com.
When you've got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mile and hot sack attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down flanks and more. Patriots gridiron grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots gridiron grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday.
And now, a blog reading from Dan Tugender. Tugender.
July 27, 2008, Judgment Day. Holy crap, it's raining. In case you missed the news, the evening session has been moved inside at the Dana-Farber Fieldhouse. It is coming down in buckets outside. Good thing Paul and I had some lackey drop us off. Fred wasn't so lucky and got soaked. Weather update, now it's raining even harder and the PBA Pro in the Sky is bowling.
For other blogs on your favorite team, log on to Patriots.com. They're on there somewhere.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Fred, Andy, Mike, Eric with a K, and Paul is here. No Kyle, no Lori. Gary's in the booth.
Tugender's
at a meeting.
Tugender has meetings?
Fred's on his last legs.
What the hell does he do to have meetings?
He doesn't have meetings. He's like, here, hold this. And I said, okay.
All right.
We should say, we take a lot of shots at Chris Ferrer on the show. Apparently, he got the TV show on the site last evening.
That's right.
So technically, it may have aired on Patriots.com before it
no,
aired.
No, he scheduled it so that it wouldn't air until after the show aired.
Okay.
That would be funny in his haste to do something right.
He did it wrong?
Wrong, yeah. Too quickly?
No, he gets get the show up there. We'd like to hear what people think of the show.
Yes.
And if it's bad, we're going to send it to Neckin so that they hear it from you, not us.
Are we trying to get – are we Lane Kiffening this show?
No, we're trying to make it –
I'm in. If that's what we're doing, I'm in.
Trying to make it better. We're trying to make it better.
Obviously, Fred Kurtz.
Obviously,
Fred Kurtz. All right, Joel and Merrimack writes in. His email is titled Crazy Al's Used Coach Barn. Hey, guys, welcome to Crazy Al's Used Coach Barn. We've got used coaches, abused coaches, short coaches, tall coaches, young coaches, old coaches, and they all absolutely must go today. Guaranteed rock-bottom prices or my name isn't Crazy Al. And on to the lighter side of news, Tony Mandarich admits steroid use. Doogie Howser, Freddie Mercury, Clay Aiken, and Eric are all swell guys. Pamela Anderson once had both breast reduction surgery and implants at the same time. And did you know that if you rearrange the letters in Biden and Palin, you get Bin Laden PL, which just happens to be the new detective show on NBC this fall, where Osama Bin Laden, being played by Al Davis, plays a detective who was hired to find and kill himself.
That video actually kind of looks like a Bin Laden tape.
Oh, my God. Crazy Al has gotten to me. I'm such a disgrace. Now on to football-related news. After watching the Ravens and Steelers play the other night, I was intrigued at the way the Ravens successfully used a two-receiver set. It got me to thinking that maybe we could implement a Crazy Al formation using long-sleeve white suits that absorb light rather than reflect it. This way the defenders would think that they were crazy because they couldn't see us and they would forfeit the game, quit the NFL, and hide in their apartments like Terry Glenn, and we would win and world domination would be ours. Oh, no, the spirit of Crazy Al lives on. Anyway, that's
that
Joel.
It really was like an Al Davis press conference.
In Merrimack, New Hampshire.
Rambling.
All nonsense. Over the place, taking shots
Can
at everyone.
Can you repeat that?
Read that again.
Christy in the District of Columbia.
Oh, the one who wanted to hand deliver us lunch that was never had a return message from dumbass.
She says she's Dumas. Leaving in the morning for San Francisco. I'm technically going to visit a friend, but I also picked up tickets to the game, and I'm dragging her along. I know the Pats aren't in San Francisco very often, but if you're familiar with the city, do you have any good suggestions for bars to visit or sights to see? If you guys know where you're going to be hanging out the night before the game, perhaps in lieu of lunch, I can meet up and buy you all
a
drink. Parenti, here you go. Christy and friend, San Francisco.
Bring your little self over to my apartment tonight. I'll show you a real man.
You got two single guys. You got Eric and Mike.
Well, does Eric count?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Shut up, Fred.
He's single.
All right, so the two of you, you'd be like those guys in Saturday Night Live, you know. Night
at the Roxy.
Night at the Roxy. That'd be great.
That would be kind of funny.
I don't think I'm technically.
Wait,
we got the old ball and chain Perillo hanging us, keeping us down.
Why am I? I'm telling you, I'm not leaving my hotel room the whole trip.
Okay, Christy, if you're interested in meeting Mike Parenti and Eric Scalavino, email Gary and we'll tell you where you can meet him Saturday night. And
good
yes,
luck with that. There's a lot, I won't be at that hotel.
There's a lot of good things going on in San Francisco.
Fisherman's Wharf, right?
That's tremendous.
There's a lot of good areas. Yeah. A lot of
Alcatraz?
I don't know it well, but a nice city.
Go take a trip to see Alcatraz. That's worth it.
Yeah, you better make sure you can get tickets.
I went.
14-day wait when I went.
I didn't. I showed up the day of and I got tickets.
So did I?
No. Maybe I went at a popular time. I don't know.
No, they saw you and they didn't want
me. Shut up.
Alcatraz,
you know what? They take kindly to your kind in that city. That's why. He knew I was
hetero.
Fred got
tickets right away.
Yeah, Fred's questionable.
You hearing this, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe on this thing we can get a camera and follow the four of you around. And we put it on
There's only going to be three of them.
PFW in progress. No, Christy and her friend. She's coming with a friend.
With eight? Oh, that's
which
right.
one's the hot one?
That's why I said you too.
You know, see, that's not
well,
right.
Usually birds of a feather flock together. So if Christy's hot, usually her girlfriend's hot.
That's true.
There's always one exception.
Some girls
to that
like
rule.
To hang out with ugly girls to look better.
Exactly.
Too.
Oh, yeah. There's always like one that doesn't like belong in a group.
Well, that's when there's a big group. But when it's two,
it's not like what we're going on over here.
Of the two of you, who would be the wingman?
Eric.
Eric's the wingman.
Oh, obviously. Yeah.
Oh,
Eric gets the fat one.
Wow, conceding that.
Okay. Well, come on. Mike's taller. He has hair. He's younger.
Likes women.
Okay.
Set you up well, didn't I, Andy?
You did. Well done.
All right. So that's going to happen Saturday night. We'll get that on PFW.
You can ride the...
We'll get that on
now
PFW.
It's going from like...
That Ferrero will get up right away.
This is right, yeah. You guys are going to date. You're going to take a ride on the little train there, the trolley.
Yeah.
The BART.
Oh, I'd like the intro to Full
no,
House.
No, the old-fashioned trolley they have.
Exactly.
We'll have a picnic at the end?
Yeah. You ride it, and you go get some
drive
ice
across
cream.
The Golden Gate.
A rider, is that what you said?
Easy.
We'll have to hire a helicopter to shoot us driving over the Golden Gate, you know? It'll be fun. Fun time. Got a lot of time to kill out there.
Matt has another question. Does anyone think that the Patriots have too many special team specialists, players that are brought in to only play special teams? Everybody has that one player, the Larry Izzo type, but the Pats have several. Does any other team do this? Washington, Slaughter, Ventrone, Izzo, Aiken. Those are players that are okay on special teams but below average on either side of the ball. When you can only bring 45 players to a game, I think five players exclusive to special teams are too many. Do you agree? And, hey, Eric, were those photos of Gerard Mayo nude? I don't think so.
Tastefully.
Tastefully done.
What do you think about that?
No.
You got
no.
Lonnie Paxton. You got Larry Izzo. You got Kelly. But Kelly Washington and Aiken have also caught passes.
I think there are too many at wide receivers.
Hi, this is Lonnie Paxton.
They should get some wide receivers who are wide receivers.
I agree with that,
but they didn't have it. I mean, there was none to they didn't send away a receiver to keep one of those. They didn't have a receiver to keep.
They didn't cut anybody, really,
C.J. Jones?
The first.
Exactly. They didn't send away a receiver.
But I also think that this is probably in line with the amount of these kinds of players they've had. They've always had, you know, Izzo's and Cherry and, you know, guys like that. Paxton, obviously, has been here since 2000, so he's been one of those four or five.
You've got to have a long snapper.
Right. And that's, you know, another thing is every team has a long snapper specialist. It's not a tight end that... That's kind of gone the wayside. There are guys that can play in a pinch, like Mike Bartram used to be here, and he went on to other places and was a third or fourth tight end. But that's not what those guys are around for. They're long snappers. That's what their job is.
Okay. Norman says the Patriots defense is no longer what it once was. It seems with the departure of Romeo, things have never been the same. The Dolphins game was not an aberration. And P.S. is a true Dean Pease never played college or pro football.
Dean Pease? No.
We'll find that out. But what do you think? Romeo left and the defense has gone downhill since?
He did not play pro football. He started coaching as soon as he got out of college.
I will say that I don't know if it's circumstantial, but I would agree with Norman's assessment that the defense has regressed since 04. It hasn't been as good as 04 since... You know, in 05,
well,
06, 07.
Is that because the players are getting older?
That's what I said. It may be circumstantial, but I think the point of fact is accurate.
Well, absolutely.
What do you think, Fred? Do you think the defenses, they've been as good defensively as they were in 03 and 04 since then?
Definitely not 03.
Not that
close.
Dominating, but.
Yeah, I mean, that 03 was probably the best defense during this run.
What year was it? The 05 team that barely could force a turnover? I mean, the defense hasn't even been close to what it was in 03 and 04.
Yeah, now statistically, it's not going to back that up. Like last year, they had, I think, the second fewest points they've ever allowed.
Right.
I don't think that's anywhere near indicative of
it. It had everything to do with the situation the opponent was in because of, you know, being behind by so much.
But at the same time, I do think that games like Miami are an aberration.
Yeah. I haven't seen that happen very often.
A running back scoring 5 touchdowns.
But it's not like you go into a game thinking...
It's an aberration.
Like back then, you knew going in, there were certain teams that just weren't going to score any points against this team, against this defense. You don't really get that.
I always think back to 03 in that Cleveland Brown game, the 9-3 game, where a touchdown would have won it for Cleveland, but you knew they weren't going to score. You
just they had a ton of games that year.
Oh, yeah.
They had a ton of
the
games
Dallas
like that.
12-0
once,
Dallas
once
the
game,
the
got,
Miami game.
Once the game Miami got game. A score ahead, like more than 3 ahead. Mm-hmm. I won't even say a full score.
Right.
More than 3 ahead. You knew the game was because another team could get a field goal by accident. You get a turnover that you're already in field goal range, you can get a field goal. But once it was beyond that, you knew they weren't going to score.
More than a couple of scores up, it was over.
What'd you find out? I see nothing of a playing career.
Okay.
He went to Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. And then out of Bowling Green became
straight
a defensive coordinator at the head and then head coach in high school football.
Well,
the PBA
high school football.
High school. Yep.
He started coaching high school football, then moved on to the University of Findlay or whatever it is.
Findlay. Yep. In
Did
Ohio.
Say Findlay.
Findlay. Yeah.
Yep.
Then what's the A doing in there?
Eric, people just keep emailing in about you. Kamani wants to know. He's got some questions. He wants to know, when did you lose your virginity? What were the circumstances of losing your virginity? Example, was it a classmate that you liked or met at the mall? And 3, did it hurt the first time?
Oh, my God. Did it hurt the first time? Jesus Christ.
Paul like that.
Laugh it up, fuzzball.
Oh!
I don't know what that means. But
you know, see now.
Star Wars quote.
Oh, my. Kimbo Slice is one scary looking dude when he talks.
Great athlete.
Even when he doesn't talk.
Yeah, he's a great athlete. Okay.
I just want Matt to write back in and yell at you.
All right.
Let's get that started again.
What? Oh, it's 1:33. Gary's yelling at me.
So you missed it by 3 minutes.
So this is the time.
It's like Paul's practice.
Now, just to get it clear so people don't start calling in to get the question now, I'm only using this time to tell you when to call in tomorrow to do the question. Okay.
What time?
Just don't give us
tomorrow.
A phone call.
Call in at 1:10 Eastern Time.
That's
1:10 Eastern Time to get the Qdoba question of the week. The first person that can answer the question correctly will win a 20-person buffet. And it's not a buffet of people, it's 420 people of Mexican food by Qdoba.
I think it fed 29 last week.
It fed 29?
Including us.
Yeah. Including a number of people who were not invited.
It definitely over-delivers. Definitely over-delivers. So 1:10 tomorrow, in case you're listening to this via your iPod tonight, 1:10 Eastern Time tomorrow, call in 508-543-7482. That's 508-543-7482 to get asked the question, the Qdoba question. If you get it right, it's a 20-person buffet, and it's awesome. So there you go.
Well done.
Any other sponsor mentions I have to make, Gary?
Oh, we're good for now.
We're good for now.
Hey, G, I haven't really been following this postseason roster stuff all that closely, but was there a question that Mike Timlin was going to be active?
No, that Lolan Drew would be.
No, I know, but it says in the headline, Timlin left off.
Like, that's a big shock.
I mean, he hasn't gotten an out since 2006. Were people really surprised that he was left off?
Talking Red Sox here.
So who was left off?
Timlin.
That's it?
Yeah. Lowell and Drew are on.
Stripper's friend.
And
ex-friend.
And they kept three catches.
She looks awful.
All
now,
the starters are Wakefield and Bird are both on the roster?
Yes.
Well, okay. What do we got going here? The show has come to a halt because on MTV they have clips of Jenna Jameson. So don't mind us.
Wow. Nothing to see here. Move along.
Speaking of strippers, he says that, in case you wanted to know, Alicia used to work for me, and I see her on and off. Now, what would Alicia be doing for you?
On and off.
Strippers.
Who's Alicia?
And particularly the on part.
It's a stripper that he's having lunch with on Sunday.
Will it be a box lunch?
Oh, boy.
That's one of my old-time favorites.
That's what they serve here at the stadium. Game days, all the photographers, they get box lunches. That's what I get at the Super Bowl when I sit up in the nosebleeds, a box lunch.
That's right.
This really shouldn't be on TV. I mean, like, It's on VH1, which is available to anyone, right?
Is that a hair
you know,
gel?
So like some kid who's sick at home from school today
he's
puts
gonna
this
on. Going to be sick at home again tomorrow.
Holy mackerel. This is what I've been missing. They're never going to go back to school again.
I bet you if Jenna Jameson listened to this radio show, she said they really shouldn't put this on the internet. I mean, anybody could listen to that.
No,
podcast.
I mean, you have to make an effort to listen to this. You have to go on pages.com. You have to click on it. You have to have the real player downloaded.
There's nothing dirty about this. It's. I mean,
come on.
The female body is a beautiful thing.
Come on.
That's true.
Some are, yes.
But there's something wrong with that. In that.
Yeah. It's like she was being
sodomized?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. That's,
probably
because
she was
over.
Being
sodomized.
TGNJ.
Did it hurt?
Another email about Eric. Eric, you so proudly tell us that your prep boarding school or whatever it was is the most prestigious school in the planet. That being the case, with such a tremendous education, please explain your current employment. If you live up to your pompousness, why are you wasting your time with these clowns? Shouldn't someone of your intelligence and talent be out solving the world's problems instead of hanging out in a locker room filled with semi-naked male athletes? Oh,
yes,
never mind.
Fred. He asks himself that same question every day.
He gets so proud of himself when he reads other people's emails.
Yeah, he does.
Who, me?
He enjoys it.
Who, yes.
That's my job. I read other people's
emails. No, you get such a, you get
this
such
is
enjoyment
his release.
Out of it.
You know, he talks about all getting all stressed out. Jana's not here. Yeah. What am I going to do? Projects. Yeah. This is his release. He needs this 2 hours.
Jana's
he
not
wouldn't.
Here, but Jenna is.
Yeah, that last
Jenna.
Clip was my release.
No offense, Jana, but I like Jenna.
Strippers also reminds us that he owns a stripper agency. He books girls for bachelor parties. I can't promote that on the show because it's adult, but that is what I should promote
you just
every
did.
Lunch. So he books girls for bachelor parties. Yeah.
If you weren't going to promote that, how would you promote it? How would they contact you?
All
so
right.
So if we were going to have a big PFW bash, we have a good end to get some entertainment. That's good. Next year at your party, then.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over well.
That sponsor.
Sure, Nikki will be
if
thrilled.
Ever one of these summer bashes happens when your wife and son are away, maybe you should contact strippers.
Yeah. And then no wives or significant others allowed?
I'll
no.
be there.
Well, that'd be great.
I'll be
bow,
there.
Bow, bow.
Please show up.
As soon as everybody gets off, we're going to have a party.
All right.
Girl.
Let's see. Todd writes in, Paul is staying in hotel room when he's in San Francisco. San Francisco is pretty hilly, and Paul doesn't want to burn any extra calories. Fred, you should rent him one of those disabled person scooters so he can get out and see the sights.
No, we should get Paul a Segway. That would be funny.
Okay.
Seeing you on a Segway.
Okay.
Paul's unamused.
That would be funny.
Trying to keep that thing balanced.
He does have a low center.
That's what I'm saying.
Did you ever try to ride one of those?
No.
Have you?
A Segway?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. Have you?
No.
Oh.
I was wondering, is it hard? It doesn't look hard.
No, it's once you get, it takes you like 5 minutes to get used to it.
Is it hard?
What I understand. But
that's a Lorry line there.
Those Segways.
Is it hard? It doesn't look hard.
I said, hold this. I said, okay.
Those Segways never really took off.
I don't even care because they were stupid.
Soft or hard or whatever.
They were the most overblown invention of our lifetime. Stupid.
Well, I think the money was the big thing.
Well, was
but the guy, it was billed before this great announcement. It's going to revolutionize transportation.
The hotel people in Arizona loved it. They
not,
were riding all over the lobby with
gimmicks.
Those things.
But
they
not for five
gimmicks.
Grand, they're not going to love it.
Right, but that's my – they knew what it was going to cost, so they knew it wasn't going to revolutionize crap.
Well, I think the problem was a lot of the cities said, no, you can't have these on the sidewalks. They go too fast, and they take up too much room. And
I think the problem is they cost too much money, and no one can afford them.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are cool. Lamborghinis are cool, but they didn't revolutionize transportation.
Okay.
Well, why do you got to get them going?
I don't know.
He gets all
do you think you can guess the media
breath?
Member I saw on a Segway outside of Fenway Park after a Red Sox playoff
loss?
Oh,
wait a minute. This should be good.
Bill
Steve Buckley. Steve Burton.
Really?
Why not?
He was on a Segway?
Kenmore Square was miserable, and here he comes up Boylston on a Segway with a big crap-eating grin.
Where did he? Was it his, or where did he get it?
I don't know.
He's a punchline. Wow. And I knew it was a punchline joke. So.
Okay, Mensa from the Bronx. Don't you think Bill should really use the San Francisco game to evaluate Matt Castle? I think if he flops or has a poor outing, the Patriots should definitely consider bringing in a free agent quarterback, somebody like Culpepper. I have a feeling that New England can rejuvenate his career. So should this be a make-or-break game for Matt Castle?
No.
I think every game is that way.
I was going to say, what would make you think that he didn't evaluate Matt Castle the last three
games? No, every game's an evaluation, but this is the game where if he does well, he stays. If he doesn't, he goes.
No, why? Because they go 2-2
if they lose?
That's
what I mean by a make-or-break game.
Bill's not big on hypotheticals. And that would be a hypothetical. Hypothetically speaking, he stinks. He's gone. Then hypothetically speaking, he's good. You say. Plus, I still get back to this Dante Culpepper thing. I remember the last time I saw him, the last couple stops in his career, he couldn't get out of his own way. He was an embarrassment on the football field.
He's finished. He's retired.
How is he suddenly going to come in and be good? He's going to learn the offense on the fly and be good.
Well, I think that's fans are remembering years ago, but I think if you look at recently, he hasn't done well.
2004 was the last time he was effective.
He was a punchline quarterback of late.
Wasn't there some friction between the two of them, too, in Minnesota towards the end there?
Yeah, but
friction?
Supposedly...
figuratively speaking.
You're supposed to be above us.
Right. We were having
I just thought it was a serious
football
conversation.
Of words,
that's all.
Lubricants to avoid friction.
That would avoid friction, right. friction between Moss and Culpepper?
I thought
there was.
Yeah, there was a little at
but
the end.
They supposedly have talked since, and he was trying to talk him into coming to be a backup. Oh, no, they were going to be a package deal when they were free agents.
When is
the
trading deadline?
17th, I thought.
17th?
So 2.5 weeks.
That's longer ago. I didn't think it was that far. I thought it was only like the first week of October.
Okay, Chris with a TIN. Speaking of Albert Breer, last night on the Felger show, a question was asked, who would you rather have, Moss or Owens? Breer said Owens because he is at times unstoppable. Felger's response, I'd take neither. Give me Wes Welker or Troy Brown any day of the week over those two.
Idiot. It's amazing. They both got the answer wrong.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I'm not surprised.
He said, give me Troy Brown.
Yeah, I'm not surprised by Felger's response. That's his big thing, is give me a bunch of scrappy overachievers over guys with talent.
By the way. And you take, give me a team full of David Ecksteins.
Exactly.
Okay,
and I'll beat the crap out of your team.
70 and 92.
Gil Brandt was right, huh?
On?
You don't win championships with Wes Welker. Is he the one who said that? They didn't win it. I'm just saying.
Well, Wes Welker said Asante Samuel cares more about money than championships.
Championship. Welker did, too.
Did John Breer watch the game last weekend, by the way, the most recent of Terrell Owens' many big drops?
I don't know why. Exactly. I mean, if someone said to me they would take T.O. over Moss, I wouldn't necessarily say they're wrong. I disagree. But how can you have the opinion that Owens is at times unstoppable and not say the same thing about
exactly.
Moss?
Moss isn't?
Yeah.
See, I mean, Dolphins?
Harbaugh last year,
at
all
times,
the time being
if we're defining at times being the 2007 season, then Moss was unstoppable with 23 touchdowns, more than anybody else has ever gotten. Mm-hmm. So I don't really understand that line of thinking. If you think one is better than the other, that's your opinion. But that reason doesn't really
hold
water.
Butt boy, that's why.
Let's see. John from South Carolina, I think, wants to know, is strippers a pimp? No, he's not actually a pimp.
That's in question.
He doesn't dress like the cliche pimp of the 70s.
No, purple fur coat.
Yeah, those pictures he sent us. Remember he had the tight black T-shirt on? He was flexing them for himself?
I didn't see those pictures.
That was only sent to you.
Maybe
apparently.
Those were sent to your private account.
Oh, no. You know what that was? That was when I was looking over Lori's shoulder.
I was
going
to say.
And she was going back and forth.
That's exactly
strippers.
What I was
going
to say, because I don't ever remember getting any of that. TGA double G.
And John, also in South Carolina, also wants to know, can we blow up everyone who mentions Culpepper? Seriously, do not even read
it. I actually thought about that.
Just an explosion.
Yes.
I'll tell you, we're going to really be bummed out if they just, you know, let's take a shot. Let's bring in Culpepper.
No chance.
I don't think there's a shot.
Because, again, he's not Bill's kind of quarterback. And I think if he does sign a veteran, he's going to sign a guy that he is his type of guy.
I will also say this, and this comes from someone who would know. The day that Miami passed on Drew Brees and signed Dante Culpepper was cause for celebration inside the Patriots football operations. I know that for certain. So, you know, the way that whole thing unfolded, they had their choice of either one, Miami, and they, matter of fact, they were almost done deal with Brees. They were almost a done deal with Brees, and Brees wanted a little bit more money, and they said no, and they ended up going to Culpepper, and the Patriots people were very, if you recall, that was the second year for Nick Saban, and they had finished the season strong in 05. And I think they went 9-7 or something in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And there was a lot of Miami was like the en vogue team.
Weren't they the Super Bowl pick that
year? There was
a
lot of people. They were the sexy pick that year. And they went with Culpepper. It didn't work out. And the Patriots football people were very happy that Brees ended up in the other conference.
All right. A little inside baseball there by Paul Perillo.
Inside football.
Christy in D.C.
I could talk inside baseball, Fred.
DC writes,
but you wouldn't understand it.
So much to understand about baseball. How many pitches are we taking to the... Christy in D.C.
Again, that would be the equivalent of saying it's third and 10. They should
maybe
probably pass
I just drink right, okay. to get drunk.
Right. You got it, Ed. You're with me. Ed, Christy in D.C. says she's upset. Very upset. Seriously, she says, you want to stick me with Eric and FNG Giants, Yankees fans? Oh, hell no.
Well, Andy's not going. I know you have a crush on Andy.
Andy and Paul are my favorites. No drinks if I can't meet those two. We weren't really looking to take anyone home with us. She's married, and I don't date pompous Metro guys or New York fans.
Whatever, whore.
You'll change your... You'll change your mind.
That's great.
At the risk of being made fun of, be nice. Here's a few pictures from an event I went to a couple of weeks ago. No, I'm no Cali girl. I'm a lawyer, not a model, but at least I've got a nice rack.
And, don't I have a nice rack?
Judging from the picture, if you're the one on the right, you're absolutely right. And you're also very pretty. So
Fred will be there.
So what time are we doing these drinks then?
No, I'm just saying, you know.
She definitely has a nice rack.
You know, so
I like nice racks.
All right, now let me ask you this, okay? We're a bunch of buffoons. We can all agree on that. Here's a woman
Paul.
Who is a fairly attractive woman. Can we all agree?
Yes,
it's a pretty
yes.
attractive girl, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep,
she's
sure.
a lawyer.
Yeah.
Why is she listening to this show?
Because we're pretty damn good.
Seriously.
Well,
Christy, I need to know what is wrong with you.
I think for the Lubricant. Same reason. I think it's just a release. We're entertainment.
Will you stop with the release before we get thrown off the air?
I know you're sitting next to Eric, but I don't think you'll get any ideas.
Christy.
I thought he was going to say Kenny on you.
Christy, I just assumed.
I really am growing to hate you, Fred.
Is he the worst now?
Yeah.
It's all part of the show.
He's been the worst for a while. You have to be honest, because this started, I'm not going to bring up a sore subject, but this started
yes,
at the
right,
end of
right,
that,
yeah.
he became the worst.
Right.
What happened after that?
Yeah, just
You've
quiet.
Continued to be the worst.
But what was
what
that?
What was that called? Metro FNG?
Just drop it, Fred.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, Lori called you Metro Gay.
Lori just called me gay yesterday, basically. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Gary's mesmerized
by...
He's just replaced Solitaire with looking at pictures Christy. Of Christy in D.C.
And no, unfortunately, Christy, Gary's not going. But we'd be more than
you're
happy to...
You're a little
to,
old for him, too, because you're above the age of 20.
Now, when is she going to be in San Francisco?
I don't know.
Will we all be
Over
there?
Over the weekend.
At that time?
Yeah,
so why
yes.
don't we all meet her for a drink?
We'll see.
The problem is she's in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We're,
yeah,
not,
we're not staying in
we're
San Francisco.
We won't be in San Francisco.
How many?
About 45 minutes away.
Sorry, Christy, we won't see you.
It's a 45-minute ride to the stadium. I know that.
Oh, boy.
Saw that on the,
bring a
on
book.
The itinerary.
Bring a book.
Sorry, Christy.
Bring something else for a release.
That's what my baseball coach used to call it.
That's a long
check
long
the
trip.
Itinerary, see what time we're leaving.
A long trip, and especially since you said you weren't looking to go home with anybody. I mean,
then I'm not
sure
interested.
We're really ready to invest.
Well, once I heard that she was married and stuff, then, you know.
Well, she's not married. Her friend is.
Oh, well, whatever. Her friend is
well, maybe
married.
She's a swinger.
And so's Paul.
Right. That's why I said, now I can have a drink.
I'm not driving 40 minutes for blue appendages, okay?
Oh. My dad used to say, if you're not in bed by midnight, go home.
Right.
So.
Gary just gave the funniest look.
Scripper says the difference
what in
between,
the hell is going on?
The difference between a pimp and an agent. A pimp takes 100% of the girl's income, gives her a place to stay, takes her shopping once in a while. Agent just takes a booking fee. The girls make four times what I make. So. There you go.
Then you should be a pimp.
Yeah, you're in the wrong line of business.
Seriously.
And I'm guessing one is legal. Well, no, they're probably both illegal,
nah,
right?
It's okay. It's all good.
If he moves to Nevada, isn't it legal over there?
Only in the places.
I don't know. I don't know what...
I'm sure he doesn't promise.
No
matter what the agent
laws.
Tells you,
right.
there's no
touching
in your room.
There's no touching in the champagne room.
But if you do pay enough, as that girl in Houston told us, Paul, you can get
a little bit of something.
My nickname.
El grande cabeza.
Sí, cabeza.
Amigo con grande cabeza.
Matt from Oregon. Hey, Matt, how you doing?
And Kimbo.
Apparently,
Slice.
That Kimbo Slice comment left a mark.
Was just thinking that with the offensive line issues that have been going on, it may be time for another guest appearance by the Hog. Hannah.
Oh, okay.
Hannah.
I thought Fred was taking his pants off.
Okay.
That worked last time. No,
took
Hannah.
Your pants off and the line played well?
Yes. John Hannah, he means.
On this show?
Bad scene in the press box.
I think he wants John Hannah to play.
Oh, no.
He's
a big boy now. Have you seen John Hannah lately?
He can still fill out a uniform. Yeah, he's big.
He can fill out two uniforms.
That's Mike Parenti.
One player per Ouch. Uniform.
Now Matthew says, back at you, stripper. This is Matt from Springfield.
Hey.
I love this
boy.
Email.
Listener
and email
on,
stuff.
Here we go.
We haven't had a good one like this since Sawyer
bite.
And what's?
Sawyer and...
the guy from the Pacific Northwest, Seattle.
Is it Shannon?
Shannon.
Yeah. Anyway, he says, the difference between me and strippers is that he gets girls naked, but it involves paying them. I get them to do it for free. I wouldn't pay a hoa to strip for me. Any of my two girlfriends will do it for free. The good thing is I get to mm-mm them after that and not have to worry about the Magic Johnson cooties.
So, you know, I don't think strippers pays. He's got a maid that cleans his house and other things for him.
His clock?
Pipes.
His clock, yeah.
The royal, she's a plumber, too.
Right. The royal penis is clean.
Christy's back, says, Paul, I listen because I'm an obsessive Patriots fan, and you guys are funny as hell.
God bless you.
I can always use a good laugh in the middle of my day, and my sense of humor is about as sick as all of yours.
Yes.
If we can't meet up in
who
San Francisco,
we had normal
it's all
people.
Good. The next time I come home to visit Wrentham, I'll bring lunch by for the show. I tried in August, but maybe Gary will answer my emails this time.
No, that was
well,
two
gender's
gender.
Fault. Yeah. Are you promising a box lunch?
Oh, Andy.
Andy.
Come on. See, right now she's probably dying laughing because she's...
Yeah, she said she has a dirty sense of humor. So.
You know,
and I'm just talking about a ham sandwich, an apple, and a bag of chips that comes in a box. I don't know what you guys are all laughing at. It's not really funny.
Pulled pork?
I've never seen a pulled pork box lunch.
God almighty. We're going to all rot in hell.
Christian says, over-under for Fred. Will Fred take the one-a-day vitamin longer or shorter than he juiced?
Shorter.
When,
no, you'll take that longer, because that's easier.
Oh, yeah, he's had two, he's already passed.
Longer because it's much easier to
juice. You only juiced once?
He only juiced once.
Oh, really?
One time he made juice. Once.
That's it.
Well, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
It's a lot
2 days worth of juice.
I'm going to do it again.
No, you won't.
I don't have any money right now. The produce is very expensive.
You're never going to juice again.
Then the work involved to make it
and
burn off some calories?
It probably does, yeah.
So you should juice more then.
Why don't you grow some fruit?
That's, you know, we're in the East Coast, so the most you could do is like apples and pears.
Apples,
and,
pears, peaches.
Yeah.
No.
Grapes?
No, peaches. That's
grapes?
Georgia.
Oh, you can
grapes.
Put vegetables in the juice.
Blueberries?
Strawberries?
Blueberries, strawberries?
Blackberries?
It's hard. I just went through about
exactly.
17
blueberries
fruits.
Like to plums. Be in a, near rivers and creeks. And
I have some very productive blueberry bushes.
Do you?
Got the Neponset River right over here behind the stadium.
I had a blackberry and pear and plum in my backyard.
Is that right?
Yeah.
If you can grow them in Everett, you can grow them anywhere.
Mm-hmm. A pear tree that's still there and actually still
wow, a tree grows in Everett.
Every October. Wow. A plum tree's gone and the blackberry.
Huh.
I hate to say that, but blackberry bush is gone.
Bush.
Larry's another emailer trying to buy us lunch. He says, I'm going to buy you lunch next Tuesday. I was hoping to buy you guys a nice lunch or dinner when you come to San Diego. I would like to take them to a restaurant that they would actually have to use utensils to eat and go to a place where the food does not come wrapped in a paper or a box. I'm a Pats fan living in San Diego.
I'm out.
I am flying up to the San Fran game and I was hoping to meet up with whoever is going from PFW. I would say I was hoping to hook up with you all, but I wouldn't want to get Eric's hopes up. I am a longtime PFW. I didn't say it, Eric.
No, but you read it, friend.
Well, I can't.
What's he supposed to do? Not read it?
He can't pick and choose.
We
when
don't censor
yes,
here.
He spends a lot of time to write
all the time.
These emails.
We don't censor here.
Yes, he does.
No.
Yes,
well, when
does.
It's really bad.
There was that one email.
Come on. Why? It's okay. You're they make fun right of me was. And Andy, but they can't make fun of you?
No, I am a longtime PFW subscriber, and I listen to the recorded podcast during work. I'm a Charger season ticket holder. I bought them when they signed Flutie in 01. I used to like the Chargers as my second team, but their whining over the last few years has made it very difficult to cheer for them. I have enjoyed the last two playoff wins over the Bolts, and listening to the team and their fans whine about the losses only makes it better. Beating them without Brady would make me as happy as Fred holding his empty plate at the beginning of the Qdoba buffet line. I hope to catch up with you all in Cali. Please let me know how to meet up with you.
Bring a female.
We should do maybe road appearances. Maybe we can get paid to make appearances.
Can we do it at Seau's?
Why don't we hire strippers to promote our appearances on
we
the road?
We can sign T-shirts,
there you go.
Right?
He just
we can
came
sign some PFW in Progress T-shirts, hand them out.
Yeah. I like the idea.
Yeah. Dunk tank, maybe?
For Paul?
Well, you don't want all the water all over the sidewalk, do you?
I thought you'd actually get stuck at the top when you hit it.
No, we had something.
He clogged the dunk tank.
I took a shot.
We could have a kissing booth.
We had something in mind.
Kissing booth. Eric will be there.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about, you know, performance-enhancing things that people take. And Stripper says that the movie that we should all see It's called Bigger, Faster, Stronger.
Oh, I do. I've actually want to see that.
It says, in America, we define ourselves in the superlative. We are the biggest, strongest, fastest country in the world. Is it any wonder that so many of our heroes are on performance-enhancing drugs? Director Christopher Bell explores America's win-at-all-cost culture by examining how his two brothers became members of the steroid subculture in an effort to realize their American dream.
God bless him, man.
I do want to see that. I gotta rent that. You see your boys back to prove he's clean?
Who's that?
Fraud Armstrong?
Yeah.
And did you hear? Give me a steroid contact?
They're
going to
take blood and freeze it?
The other guy sat in the front row of the press conference and started asking him questions.
Who?
The other
Floyd psychics. Landis?
No, the other
one. Oh, the one from Marblehead?
Give it an L.
Landis?
No. who was the other?
Landis.
Greg LeMond.
LeMond sat at the in the front.
The original clean American.
Yeah.
Well, in theory.
Nah, he was clean.
TG says, Fred, give them the juicer and see how many times they use it. I got a juicer a couple years ago, and like you, I used it maybe twice, and it's been on the shelf ever since. You're right, it's too much work.
That's why we don't buy it.
Right, that's why we're smart enough to not come home with one.
Oh, you're so smart.
Mark Tate.
You have a weakness for infomercial-type gadgets.
It's a good thing, although I was thinking to myself, you know, okay, so you put all this fruit or vegetables in, and it squirts out the juice. Seriously.
It's like my digestive system.
Right? So isn't it better to just eat the whole thing? Wouldn't you get the same thing if you just ate it?
That's a lot to eat.
Hey, because you have all this pulp left over. Just eat the apple.
Yeah, but I think the idea of it is that it's quicker to drink than it is to eat
it's
all
convenient.
Of that.
And you make it taste good. Like, you might not like all the ingredients, but you can mask some ingredients with some others.
I guess if you're putting carrots in there, it's better.
Right. You're getting all the different nutrients.
Gotcha.
But you're never going to use it again anyway. So
yes, I am.
Yes, I am.
I'm going to use it. From his basement, John in Rhode Island. John, how you doing?
Still trying to figure out the juicer thing.
How
does that work again now?
You put stuff in and the juice comes out the other end.
Okay. Well done, John.
Oh, goodness gracious.
How are you going to top that?
I can't. The show's over, fellas.
So what do you got up your sleeve today, John?
Up my sleeve. I think Mike Parenti's going to give us a little bit of a report on practice today, if he was out there.
Nobody was.
No, Paul was supposed
nobody
to
was
Paul's job.
Okay, that was Paul's job today. And
I don't have much to report.
The pooch.
Three guys missed practice that I know
of.
You
got rained on today, Paul?
Yeah, a little bit on the way out there. They were practicing indoors. It was raining very, very hard.
Field's still kind of soggy out there, I guess, from all the other rain we had the
weekend. Well, I don't know what it's doing in your palatial basement studios, but it was raining like Armageddon here.
Yeah, it wasn't bad here today at all. It wasn't bad at all.
Well, John
Randy Cross is going to join us during the course of the show as well.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll talk a little Niners and talk a little Pats and get his perspective on some things. Yep.
Well, we got a lot of emails saying how Mike is a different person when he's on the show with you. He's much nicer on the John Rook show than he is with us. So whatever you're
well,
doing,
John
keep it up.
John brings out the best of me. I sit next to Eric and Andy for 2 hours. It's kind of hard.
We treat him well on our show. We treat him well. Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the John Rook show coming up at 2 o'clock, and that'll be it for this edition of PFW Progress. Remember, tomorrow, Qdoba Question of the Week. See you then.